Ew, you like anime? Who the fuck watches anime?
Anime trap house, shimmin' it about to put the mask out. Anime trap house, JoJo shit, we stand out. Anime trap shit, hoes on tap in the back, piss. Anime trap shit, turn it from the back when I clap.
Gather around, gather around. Please bow your heads and join me in prayer. Lord Eternity, let your milk rain down onto us as we praise you. We pray that someday we may be worthy of your titty domain expansion. We shall spend our days living the degenerate life in your name, spreading your gospel, teaching others how to bathe in your piss, lick the crusted milk from the rim of your nipples, breathe the hot steam from your asshole, and eat the cheese curds from your thighs. As we join together through this podcast of degeneracy, you will hear our voices of praise, and someday we will slide your spaghetti nipple down our throat and into our stomachs. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother. I like that.
Well, you know what Eternatini reminds me of? This is the only thing I ever picture in my head. You guys remember the movie Gantz Zero that we did?
Yep.
You remember the titty monster?
Yep. Oh, I forgot about that.
The monster literally just made out of titties.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
all I right. think of every single time.
You unlocked the core memory in my brain, by the way.
You're welcome.
You kind of just shook me because I was like, man, I've watched too much shit now. I can't yeah. hold all this. I'm at like capacity.
I forgot Gantz Zero was even a thing until titty started.
I remember what you're talking about. I couldn't remember that it was from Gantz Zero until you said that. Yeah. And then
that's like really the only like CGI like thing we've watched.
But I've seen like Resident Evil stuff. I've seen Final Fantasy stuff, you know, Advent Children, Spirits Within, blah blah blah, you know.
Yeah.
So
welcome to the Anime Trap House. I'm your host, Peach the Milker, and with me on this blessed day is Justin the Nipple Throater, Kyle the Fart Box Breather, Cody the Piss Bather, and Harris the Thigh Curd Catcher.
Oh my god.
Dude, that's a girl. Like, is it like crystallized piss? Is it like a yeast infection going on that's like hardening? And then
I assume it's enough sweat, and they're just rubbing their thighs together until it like makes
like
a little ball, and then it drops. Yeah.
Just imagine disgusting. Like cheese curds. They probably squeak the same.
The
too.
Fact that you made mine the worst makes me feel better about myself, though, because I feel like I'm the first one to bitch out when we start going in like down a road, you know. So thank you. I appreciate that. That's high praise.
Was it also like, dude, where's my car? Where the like they've got that giant chick who like gets really massive. That's who I imagine this is. Like it's her legs rubbing together and these giant curds the size of like, I don't know, trash cans falling down. And it's just Harris running behind it, trying to roll them off like a little beetle. Dude. Like,
I'm playing Katamari Damacy. Curds, like, just fucking rolling them around into one big one.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm kind of in now. I'm totally in now.
No, absolutely not.
Catch the show live every Thursday at 5 p.m.-ish on Twitch, YouTube, and Kick. Just search for the Anime Trap House. And I did try this. It has to be all one word. So no matter what platform you're using, if it's all one word, you'll find us. If you can't make the jerk along, then check it out later on YouTube, Spotify, or podcast services everywhere. Every time I host, I want to say podcast.
Padcast.
I don't know what's wrong with
Padcast. PJ, you got to do some vocal exercises before you get into it, dude.
Got to do it.
Unique New York. Red leather, yellow leather.
So you could just say pisscast.
New York. New York.
Human torch was denied a bank loan. These are all valid ways to use your voice, and then it loosens the tongue up so you don't stumble over. But you can stumble over, it's fine. We're not like a professional grade thing or anything. It's not a big deal. We're just some guys.
It's not like we're getting paid.
If
you like us, then help us out and help us make more money by having conversations with our friends by supporting us over at patreon.com/animetraphouse. Our Patreon contributions will help us get to the next level. And even this year, 5 years it's taken us to get here, but on the fifth year, Lord Eternity said, you must do a convention. And So we shall. We're going to be at the Midwest Convention in Chicago from July 5th through July 7th, and we hope to see everybody there. Shout out to our Soppy Simps.
I still got to figure out my like costume for that.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm debating about being fucking Turtle Man from Dragon Ball Z.
Master Roshi?
Oh, that'd be dope. Yeah.
Bro, don't take that from me.
You're come on. Don't take that from me.
I even have the turtle shell and everything, and I'm just naturally bald, bro. You're just gonna take that from me?
Well, then I'll be
taking
the
fucking roles from fucking bald people, dude.
Harris really be like, that's mine, though.
There's a narrow space. You know how many bald anime characters there are, dude? Like I was going between Master Roshi and Krillin, motherfucker. Like I'm not. That's all I got.
You're fucking Krillin.
You got
now.
Nappa's
huge. What are you talking about, dude? I'm every inch of 5'6" on a good day.
What's
okay?
What's the really really short Ginyu Force guy?
Goldo? You got me fucking going as Goldo, dude. Should we be the Ginyu Force? That'd be kind of dope, dude.
That'd be kind of dope, dude.
Ginyu Force would be hard as fuck.
There's five of them. Why are we not going as a Ginyu Force?
Kyle is totally Raccoon. You can't tell me Kyle's not
100%.
Raccoon.
If he just fucking went like this, Raccoon easy.
Easy Raccoon, dude.
Shout out to our Soppy Simps, our anime cucks, and Patreon producers, Papa Squeaky, Diesel Tech, Big Happy, Purdue, Lakota, Alexi Liu, and our D-Gen Royalty. Polar Bear 93.
Burr.
Burr, baby.
Burr.
Burr.
Burr. Girl with a Pikachu tattoo.
Choo.
Choo.
And Moose Man.
Moose.
I feel like I say it every time, but Moose Man is my favorite. I
hated that one.
To yell.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's good every time.
Over on Patreon.com, there's a whole bunch of extra stuff for you guys to check out. And if you can't give us money, don't.
Don't do it.
Don't.
We don't get it.
Kind of do it right now, though.
Kind of do it now, though.
Kind of do it now.
Right now.
Pay for our convention trip, please.
Yeah.
We need to. Yeah, pay for our convention trip.
Yeah, that's our seed money too. We'll get the convention from there. We'll get more followers, and then we'll seed it again. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's our first round. I've seen Silicon Valley.
Also, please rate us and leave us a review so we can talk about it on the show. Noice. Every other Tuesday at 7 p.m. we host Soggy Pages Manga Club, where we hope that our community would also learn how to read a book. And they would read along with us and let us know what they thought, so we could also talk about how their thoughts are bad and our thoughts are better. But guess what? You guys can't fucking read, so I don't know. We haven't figured it out yet. If you have any questions or want us to read your short story, then email us at typebox@theanimetraphouse.com. If you'd like to become a part of our community and bullshit around with a bunch of like-minded anime sluts, then come hang out with us on our Discord server, where our favorite D-Gen resident, Purdue, hosts an anime cum party every Sunday at 7 p.m.
Cum party.
Cody, do we have any emails today?
Yes, we do. And while I read these emails, PJ.
Yes.
You need to turn your mic up. Because nobody in Twitch can hear you, brother.
That's fucking God.
He has no staring in his headphones, dude. Turn my mic up.
Crank it, brother.
Turn my mic up. Am I full? Headphones, dog.
Can they hear me? Have you fucked me and turned me down?
No.
I have no staring.
Okay, this is all I got. This is max, baby. This is it.
I don't know. Maybe it's...
It even like kind of crackles a little bit.
Yeah, because it's like your voice... Your voice is just crackling now, but you're not any louder, like, at all.
You guys fucking suck.
check your Microsoft sound settings.
You're asking a lot.
listen to the show. We're doing a little text
read the emails.
I'm going to read the emails. All right, we got the same thing with Kyle.
That's true.
We got 8 comments on the last free run episode.
Damn.
Jesus.
It's not noise to make Harris cry. Hashtag we stand with Harris.
Oh.
When I first read this, I thought it said West and with Harris. And I was like,
West and Harris, dude.
West and Harris.
West and Harris.
Is that a
West
fucking street Harris. Corner?
Yes.
West
dude.
And with Harris. I have no fucking
idea. I'm fucking honored that there's a hashtag about we stand with Harris, dude. That's legit.
We got noise.
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 Then we have on the stank, choke, or smell, dope, scale. This is a smell. I wish Aura would balance my scales.
Okay.
It's fair.
Stank? Hold on. Wait. What was it? Stank?
Stank or smell?
That's good. That's a good scale.
That's a good one. You should start a podcast.
You should start a podcast, but don't come in our fucking space, okay?
Yeah, don't be coming to anime, though.
Don't come that's around here.
You go do something else. Go do anything else.
Anything else. Doesn't have to be anime.
Anything. Yeah. We got special golden dopest dope. Next one, taking our jobs. Nyxy. Nyxy.
I was scared about that one.
You got to be careful. Gotta be careful.
It's N I X E. I don't know how to read it.
You gotta be careful.
Unless it's like a S.
It's Nike.
Nike.
I don't know.
Granny Elf commits genocide and gives no fucks. Noise.
Nice.
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 Have been on the Discord since September. Maybe I should also use that once in a while. Anyways, dope is dope. Would get insulted again.
Hell yeah.
And then finally, noise.
Noise.
There's so many that I have to fucking read every fucking week. It's nice.
We built our own grave, though. We told them to comment and shit, and they're doing it now.
We did.
Yeah. We love it.
I know.
And it's nice.
And it's nice.
What would say is noise?
I got one saved, too, on my phone because it was on an older episode. It was from Glow Girl, who's literally just going through on every single one and leaving comments.
Yeah.
It just says, I love that. This is my favorite one. It's on Dr. Stone, episode 7 through 11. It just says, as noise as Kyle's mom, and then a winky face. And I'm like,
dude.
Get fucking cooked.
God, is it?
Glow's resurrecting these old shit, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I
can't
that's good. That's good. I forgot we watched Dr. Good. Stone, dude.
I remember listening to those episodes.
The only thing that I can bring back from memory from that is when he gives the girl the antibiotic and she starts coughing more and they're like, you're killing her. And he gets down on his knees and he's crying and he's like, it worked. And I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like,
yeah, dude,
that's the only thing I remember from Dr. Stone.
Yeah. I haven't watched it, but I remember it and it was very good.
Yeah. You like Dr. Stone a lot?
Oh, no. I like the podcast episodes.
I think
not Dr. Stone. I never watched it.
To me, that was peak gelling together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, we were doing really well right there. I feel like the cave hole thing took us to a whole new era, you know?
We were gelling, baby. Fucking gelling. We have one email. It just says, noise!
Noise!
And, there's a screenshot of Kyle's cat as the image with the little star next to it. And it says, justice for car alarm. If I see Tony, it's on site. That's the holy site.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck Tony, are these guys listening? Are they actually listening to the show? Like, what's going on here?
They are.
I also learned that, I emailed them being like, hey, did I hit second place? Because if I find out I get third place, I'm letting go of my cat. And and they were like, yeah, you had 547 votes. You were second place. I was like, that's second place? 500 plus votes? That's insane.
You should have got on the news earlier, you know?
Yeah. I think they were on the news way earlier. But like the news didn't reach out to me. I wasn't going to be like, hey, I have a stupid cat. You want me on the news?
Is that not how it works?
All right, PJ, talk to us. Tell me your name. Let's see if we can hear you.
All right. I am Peach Piss. I'm your host today. And hopefully for you fucks, I'm loud enough. If I'm not, then I guess I'll kill myself.
Whoa.
Yeah. But don't ever do that.
In Minecraft.
You're better. Still a little quiet.
Well, we gotta wait for Fixer. He's the ultimate judge.
He's the audio dude.
He's the audio guy.
We don't have audio.
We rely on Twitch chat for our audio.
Yeah, right?
Listen, you do what you can, all right? Yeah. You do what you can.
I mean, his name is Fixer.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
That is the truth.
All right, that's it. That's it for emails. That's it for comments.
All right. This week, we are going through Frieren Beyond Journey's End, episode 13 through 18.
But before we get into that, let us tell you about a little partner we got. Hey, you looking for some Japanese snacks? And I'm not talking about just like Pocky sticks. I'm talking about like stuff you can't find at Walmart. I'm talking about like stuff you can't even read. That good stuff. Well, I got some good news for you. We here at the Anime Trap House are extremely excited to be collaborating with the beautiful people over at Tokyo Treat Box, which is a monthly pop Japanese snack subscription box where you get up to 20 exclusive, limited edition, and seasonal flavored Japanese snacks, including Japanese instant ramen and drinks that are only available in Japan for a limited time. Each box you get will have an overall theme to it, and the themes are pretty cool stuff. Some past themes they've had, it was like a Christmas-themed box, they've had a Mount Fuji-themed box, and they even partnered with Funimation for an anime-themed box, which is pretty dope. The theme for March is pretty sick. It's the Ninja Snack Venture box. It comes with a ninja sword that's just full of gum. I don't really think I need to say anymore, but I'm gonna, because that is the coolest thing ever. Honestly, everything in the box was delicious, and I had a ton of fun trying new stuff with the family. But if I could only have one thing out of the box for the rest of my life, it would be the gold Nabuta apple juice. I've been, like, dreaming about it, and it's one can, so it's just like a taste of heaven. And now I'm just going to be striving to find that, because it was so good. Each Tokyo Treat box also comes with a booklet that details every item inside the box, telling you about any allergens the food might have, and for the people who can't read the Japanese language, tells you what the items actually are, which is good for when it's like wasabi chips and you accidentally eat a bunch at once and then you regret it. And you know, it didn't happen to me, but it could happen to anybody. The booklet also has a ton of really cool information about Japanese culture, and that usually focuses on the box's theme. So this theme was ninja, so it gives you like the history of ninjas, ninjas in pop culture. It talks about like the kunoichis and battles that ninjas had. Really cool stuff. So in this one box, you get food, you get snacks, you get drinks, you get new experiences and flavors, and a whole bunch of Japanese knowledge. It's like 15 to 20 things in a box, you know? That's so much stuff. Real talk though, Tokyo Treat Box was such a fun experience for me and my whole family, and I know we can't wait for the next one to show up. If you would like to join in on the fun or give this to a loved one, please click the link in the show notes below and use code ANIMETRAP for $5 off your first Tokyo Treat Box. That code is ANIMETRAP, all one word, for $5 off. Love you guys, and a huge shout out to Tokyo Treat Box.
And we're going to go straight into some doper chokies. Cody, you're first.
I don't know, dude. You know, I was watching this, and I was just kind of bored. I'm just kidding.
Don't you fucking lie to me. You didn't get me for a fucking second, dude. I saw through lies of the Jedi, dude.
I couldn't even tolerate a joke hate for a moment. I was like, what are we going to do? What shit are we going to say?
Yeah, is your fucking name Tony Baloney? Because it's on site.
It's on site, dude.
Listen, this is mid, and I'm best friends with Tony Scarface Baloney. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
You can't say that shit, dude. Not on these streets.
No, this shit, it's just consistent quality. You know, it's just consistent dope is dope, and I'm so happy that it is. Honestly, like, them, the overarching story of them getting to heaven, right?
Right.
And all that. I could give a fuck less if they ever make it there. I want to just hang out with these guys and just do everything that they're doing forever, you know? Some people, the cultured people who listen to the podcast, who might have read a book called The Way of Kings, you know. Journey before destination, baby. That's all I'm going to say.
One of you guys need to turn around and take off your shirt. I forgot who.
That's Cody.
I think it's me. Yeah.
I had to think about it. I forgot.
I was like, which one I got?
What does mine say?
We just got like two journeys before destinations.
That'd be so fucking funny.
Oh, journey before destination. Life behind strength before journey weakness.
Before destiny. Fuck. We both got it. Yeah, they introduced a new character. I fucking instantly loved this guy, you know? Like, he's just when he was getting sunk into the ground and they're just having that conversation.
Dude, that was so fucking funny, dude.
It was so funny. I was not expecting it because just stopped and started talking. Yeah. He's like, but for real though, like I am dying gonna die right now. Yeah, then they bring him on the party. That whole story I thought was really fucking well done. It's just crazy how they make you like these characters so quickly, you know? When some shows you watch like 15 episodes, you're like, I fucking hate everybody here. Nobody's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This dude's fun. I really like how every priest in this world just like fucking parties, you know?
Hell
like,
yeah,
you know, I fuck heavy with God. I'm healing people, but I'm going to go smoke some weed and drink some whiskey, all right? Like, just know that's what I like to do.
Look, their beer comes in miniature barrels. That's how you know the world of parties.
Why do we not use tankards anymore, okay?
Right?
When did that go out of style?
I don't know.
Drink out of some wood.
Drinking out of wood sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, sounds pretty sick.
It really does.
Just a miniature cask.
Yeah.
I like, too, how every like, little side story we get, like, of Stark doing the whole, you know, being dude's kid, fake kid.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking good, dude. Like, it was just a good little side plot. I really liked it.
I enjoy how they go through the like, training arc, for lack of better words, for what he's doing. And they just play beautiful music as they show us some shit without having us just be there through the whole fucking thing.
Montages, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I also just hate this plot. Like, I feel like we've seen variations of this type of shit and everything. And this is just, it's just good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I watch this in any, almost any other show, I'm like, this is fucking dumb, dude. Yeah. Oh, you're pretending to be his son. I hate it, you know? Like, I don't know. It's all in delivery is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's all like, it's like if the characters are good enough, I watch them do anything, you know, and they fucking nailed it with all these characters. Cause I'm just like, I just want them to walk forever. Don't ever get there. Mm-hmm. And I love too. PJ was talking about the montages. They do the montages. They do them pretty often and they do them really well every fucking time.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm always like, I understand what's happening and it's always a period of time that's passing. And I really, really like that we're like experiencing this long stretch of time. Cause normally, you know, they're like, okay, it's been like 5 years, you know, but this is like, we've been in this town for a couple months and we kind of get that from the montage. I don't know, dude. Extremely well written, extremely well paced. Love the characters. I want to go fucking smack meat to how much I like this show, and not even in a sexual way. Just like I want to grab dick and start stroking and just salute until I nut.
Yeah.
You know, just fuck. You know, just good show, man.
I tried doing that to my boss, but I don't work there no more.
Yeah, no, every time I go into a room where somebody's tattooing, I'm like, damn, that shit's fire. I just start stroking someone. <tomorrow. laughs> Every time somebody's like, hey, come check out this tattoo, I'd be like, all right, I'll be there in a second. They're like, not you. Not you. Don't, please don't come in here.
Stop.
You keep nutting on the clients.
Right on the open wound.
Yeah. You know, just shoot it anywhere. Just not on the fucking tattoo, dude. Every time. That's it. Dope is dope.
Is it me? I think you said it's my name a couple times. Okay. It's dope is dope. That's all I got. Someone else will say more.
Okay, Kyle.
Right? I'm phoning it in, so Kyle has to say something this time.
You, all right, come. Kyle, go.
Got him.
Dope is dope. Harris said all that's need to be said.
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of it here, dude. Even when I do nothing, he takes credit. He can't keep getting away with it.
He does nothing but gets everything. I'm so happy that you're finally starting to realize entire life.
I do think whoever they hire to do montages, I think they've been power leveling, doing like high school senior year montages or something that. I just have a funny image of them hiring a dude who's like, yeah, dude, I can have so many collages of kids in like locker rooms. Wait, what?
Where did this go, dude?
Okay, no. Okay.
What are they doing in the locker room, Kyle?
What are you doing here?
I fucked it because I
accidentally unbelievable. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Kyle, what maybe are you should doing? Have just stuck with Harris's answer.
This is why we can't let him do anything. This is why we can't let him do anything. Because then shit like
you
that.
You guys pushed him. You guys pushed him. That's on you guys.
Look, that's on me. I ate that one. That's on me. I'm sorry. It's not Kyle's fault.
He can't help it. You know, he sees a beautiful montage of kids in locker rooms, and he just salutes and starts just stroking it.
I'm going to go home. I am home. Shit.
Okay.
You ever start a word and then finish the word? You know? Yeah. In my head, I was sitting there going, you know, the halls with the lockers. I was like, yeah, the locker...
Oh,
yeah. I was like, there's lockers in this room. It's a locker room.
Yeah, you know, in high school when they take videos of you in the locker room and they stitch it together and play the graduation,
just in the hallway with them, like you know, in front of bulletins and shit. You know, that's what I was trying to say. But then my brain just like, you mean locker room for sure? That's what's happening right now.
Were you videotaped in a locker room when you were in high school?
Yeah, they said it was for montage. I don't know.
The favorite part of school is when the gym walked in the locker room and was like, hey, I got a montage. I'm like, all right, this is for the montage.
But make sure...
I can't.
I'm sorry.
No. Got any more, Kyle? You want to say
about the anime or about locker rooms?
At this point, whatever, dude. My head hurts. I laugh so hard.
Yeah, the anime is good. I hate where we left off. We left out of episode 18, right?
Yeah, that was frustrating. Yeah.
That was mad. I also... I'm a sucker for magic schools, so I'm excited for this whole next arc. I'm like, why did we have to go 18 episodes just to fucking get here? Yeah, I don't know. Harris said all that Sneepy said.
Yeah. Okay. I can't believe Harris talked about locker rooms, too.
I'm so sorry that I talk about locker rooms. I own that one.
Yeah. Justin, go ahead.
Yeah, this show is eating your favorite meal. Surrounded by your favorite people at your favorite place on earth. It is so comforting. I love this show. I feel happy when I watch it, and I want to watch more.
Justin, did you ever watch Campfire Cooking in Another World?
I did not. I want to, because I remember listening to you guys talk about it on the main line.
Yeah. That I felt about that show... how I feel about this show, like in a completely different, I think this show is much, much better.
Yeah.
But like that comfy, like, you know, just like to fucking hang out with the characters. That's another one.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
We definitely should watch that because I fucking love that show.
Dope is dope. That's it. I'm done.
Dope is dope for me too. And I think the one thing I love is the fact that they are taking the original party of heroes and they're just making a second one, right? And it's not that I love that. It's just that the way that they're doing it is making it so it's not fucking just annoying in everything that, like, that's all that they are. Like, you see it in, like, Naruto, where you see his teacher, Jiraiya, and the fucking, the three Sannin were exactly the same as fucking them growing up. And they make the whole fucking show just like nonstop about generation after generation of the same fucking characters. And they make it so boring and so dumb. These guys are, I think, doing it well enough that where they're giving us enough backstory of the current characters so we care about them, but also seeing some of the similarities between them and the other heroes, which when you branch it through Frieren, it just feels good and wholesome and sweet and beautiful. Like they just nail it in everything else. But that's just one thing that really stands out to me.
Listen, I will not defend Naruto very often, but you need to slow your fucking roll, all right?
Tell me I'm wrong. Me I'm wrong.
You're a little wrong, all right? There was two. It was just the three Sannin and then Team 7, all right?
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Boruto doesn't have find the three out, people. All right?
But then we find out that okay,
it's not good.
Sasuke and Naruto are just constant reincarnations of the first people who ever battled each other in those two fucking tribes, okay? And then they you go through you fucking generations and generations of them being reincarnated.
I had stopped paying attention to the story that much when all that started happening. When they started bringing in aliens, I was like, I'm out.
I'm out, dude.
I'm out. They're like, we got it. The infinite Tsukuyomi. Nope. You lost me. Yeah, I'm out. They're like the fourth great ninja war. I'm in. I'm in. All in. That's dope. Get me in the war zone. Like, this is dope. And then, you know, it's like, well, there's the Rinnegan and then there's aliens and then there's fruit. And they're trying to make the planet a fruit that the alien mother can eat. I'm like, you cooked too long, and I don't know what you were trying to cook, but this was not it.
Can you imagine if the aliens were also like ninjas?
That was the thing.
I've seen a video of fighting one of the aliens. He did not move around like a ninja at all.
No, they were ninja.
There's
basically
aliens in Naruto?
Yes, yeah. Man.
They're big.
This is spoilers if you haven't seen it. But in Shippuden, like the last arc of them being adults, the eyes, you know how everyone's got like crazy eyes, like the Sharingan and the Yakugan and all that shit? That's like a trait passed down from like an alien race that was like the originator of like ninja shit. And then those spirits are like connected through Naruto and Sasuke, which is why they both inherited some crazy shit.
The
and
sage
then, like,
of the six paths had all of the power, and then he broke it up into 12 different or fucking 9 different fucking animals and separated it all.
And then that's
and
where
then
the
he
tales
goes on
animals come from and
fucking talk about him. He's like, man, my firstborn, I powered all of my heart into him, and he became just this strong, loving person, and the other one became a cunt.
Yeah.
And then it just traveled on for generations. I'm like, I could fucking die. And then Naruto's like, whole time, he's like, can you say it in easier terms? I'm too stupid for this. And I was like, I gotta go.
That's crazy.
I came back for 15 episodes. I gotta take another break.
Okay, but see, then, like, okay, when we tell you all this, right, you're like, man, that's fucking stupid. But then Naruto and Sasuke fight, and you're like, never fucking mind.
It's
I'm
pretty
in.
Fucking dope, dude.
This is awesome, dude.
It's pretty fucking good.
Because they're throwing planets and shit at each other, and you're like, I don't even understand what I'm looking at. The power scaling is not existent anymore.
Yeah, dude.
And then they brought Boruto, and you're like, I don't know how you
where
fix
do we go
the
from
power
here?
Scaling. Like,
And then they're like, give me mommy Hinati, dude.
I'm so old now. I can't do anything anymore. Like,
that's what are you crazy, talking about, dude?
Sasuke was just teleporting at a certain point. He was folding space and just like moving thousands of miles away. And he was just like, that's just what he does now.
That's just, you know how you walk with like your feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just folds space time.
He fucked the shit out of Sakura, gave her a kid, and then said, I'm hitting the road, and left. That's Sasuke's arc in Boruto. And then decides to come back, doesn't talk to his kid, talks to Naruto's kid, and be like, I'll be your teacher. What the fuck are they doing, man? That's fucking crazy.
Classic.
That's fucking wild, bro.
It's so funny. Anyway, I'm not going to defend Naruto very often, but plot.
I've already heard my wife scream, so I'm scared.
Plot. Little case of the bitch over there.
I'll tell her that. I'll say PJ said that.
I'm talking about you, brother.
Oh.
Yeah, he's talking about you, plot. Fucking bitch. Yeah, you better fucking scream, plot. You don't give a fuck what she says. That's the way it works.
That's my ninja
you're
way,
at your job right now, all right?
Yeah, this I'm work. Making paper.
You're making, you know, all that 547 votes for car alarm, at least half of that came from the trap house, all right?
Yeah.
A good amount, probably. I don't know. Not enough.
I really thought you had it because of that. I can't believe somebody topped that.
Dude, I thought I had
they
it
because... They must have a better podcast than we do.
I thought I had it between that and my mom. My mom has a little fucking following for just me and Dora. That's fucking weird. Yeah. A bunch of people I don't know love us.
But, like, you know what it was, right? They found out that you were on this podcast, and they put out a hit on you. You know? Yeah, we can't give this man any publicity, God, dude.
This guy fucking wants to videotape
and locker bro.
We can't let his cat win.
Boy locker room.
This man said, if it's a kid, I don't give a shit, dude.
Right. The owners of Tony Scarface, they like found that clip and it was Deep Throat style, like brought it to like the people and was like, look at this. And then they're like,
this is who
there's a giant
for.
Executive somewhere that's like, we can't
let him.
Yeah, dude.
We can't let
Kyle.
Nationwide
isn't
on his
like,
side, okay?
And Nationwide is not on your side, brother.
Kyle has like a yearly limit where he has to say one thing that is just memed on for the rest of the fucking year, dude. It's always something with this fucking guy.
It really is, dude.
Comedic genius, dude.
It really
That's
is.
That's all I'm saying.
It'd be your own. And by your own, I mean your own brain.
Be my own brain, dude. I'm just trying to get through life with this. I had too much Prime.
You got all that plastic, dog.
All that plastic, dude.
Episode 13. Aversion to one's own kind. This is taking place 29 years after Himmel's death. I hate how they put it in there.
Every time.
I hate it.
They remind
I'm
me
like,
every
you guys
time.
Do me again?
Like, just stop. We get it. It's
yeah,
been
it's like
yeah,
a
like
new...
You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a new thing. Like
they
we
like
do
sing
right
the
now.
Fucking Bare Naked Ladies song every single fucking intro. They're like, it's been 29 years since Hill died.
Frieren is watching a priest slowly sink to his death and he tells her to about his best friend who became an adventurer. His biggest regret was not taking his hand when he asked to become an adventurer, and he doesn't want Frieren to make the same mistake now. Please take my hand. She doesn't want to get her hand dirty, and I get it. Like, it's a tough one for me. Like, if a kid fell and I could see the glistening stickiness on their fingers.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to take me a second.
I hate that.
It's gonna take me just a second.
Yeah.
Like, you know how sticky a kid is by what's around their fucking mouth. I see a fucking kid with chocolate around their mouth, I'm like, get the fuck away from me, dude.
Justin can say shit like that, but I say locker room. He said you can tell how sticky it is by what's around their mouth, but I say locker room.
He had context on his side.
Video gaming children.
You just jumped into that. You went there.
Yeah. Justin had the context, and we all know what he means. You're the one making it weird. You said video record in a locker room, bud.
Those are two different things.
Don't fucking come at me, dude. Just take the L. Take the L. All right.
I already have the L, but I saw this coming, and then nobody passed an L.
Kyle, you fight it tooth and nail. Anytime anyone says anything sus, you don't let it live down. The second you let it live down, it becomes a meme.
See, now that Harris is on my side, I'm
fighting
it.
You gotta turn it around, dude.
I had to first take the L so Harris could fight it with me. Now I'm not fighting with you.
I'm not fighting with you. I'm telling you to fight it. I'm not fighting with you.
I'm not your fucking lawyer. I'm saying represent yourself, dude.
I am a silent advisor in all of this. I am not too silent this week, so I'm neutral ground.
All right? You're on your own.
But no.
One of the funniest things a kid can do is, well, it's not funny, it's actually fucking disgusting, and I hate when it happens, but it does happen. And I think about it and I laugh because their face is insane. They go, and it's just a fucking explosion in their hands. Yeah. They just fully sneeze everything that's in their body into their hands.
Yeah.
And then they do this. They do this. They open their hands up, and it's just all out of their nose. And then they look at you like you're supposed to do something.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you need to get the fuck away from me and wash. All right. I don't care where. Don't touch anything. Elbow. Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about how you're 2 for 2 on raising kids that would take a Cheeto, suck on it a little bit, and put it back in the bag.
Yeah. That's just funny. And that's like,
that's hilarious. Yeah.
That's pretty fucking funny. Imagine having a whole bag of those that like pre sucked Cheetos. You're like, man, this bag of Cheetos fucking awful, dude. Like, what happened? They changed these.
Everything's soggy, dude, and all the cheese is off.
It's fucking gross, man. They should release that flavor, though.
Yeah. Oh, they're just baked. Don't worry. It's
baked pre-sucked Cheetos.
God damn, dude.
Pre-sucked Cheetos.
God, I like my Cheetos pre-sucked, please. Imagine going through a fucking drive-thru. It's like, hey, I want a 5-layer burrito. Pre-sucked.
I know you got someone back there that's fucking bad. I want them to take the 5-layer burrito all the way down their throat, put it out, wrap it up.
Just hosting, dude. What are you doing?
Take the tortilla, put it in their mouth, and then wrap the burrito in it.
Dude, I want my fucking hot dogs pre-sucked, okay? I want a dude to be like,
why, dude? Why?
I want it straight from the source. I want you to shove the hot dog in your throat and then launch it into my mouth. That's what I want. Dude.
But like, that's how they cook the hot dog, right? Because like, it's warm in there.
Yeah.
So they leave it in there for a bit, go hot, 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 and then just like do that for 2 minutes and then just spit it out into a bun and then they just get served. Huh.
Luckily for the priest, Bert shows up. We've made it to like the second portion.
We were doing a podcast.
I thought we were just cruising, dude.
Luckily for the priest, Fern shows up and Freerun remembers the spell to pull him out. He heads back to his village and warns them of poisonous animals lurking in the woods. And within 30 minutes, Stark gets bit by a poisonous snake and starts bleeding from the nose.
It was so funny the way he got bit.
He's like, I got bit. Yeah, dude. Like, they just said. Oh. He's like,
no. You've been gone for 5 fucking seconds, dude.
It was good. I laugh really hard because it's literally like he's like, this poisonous shit. And then he just goes, oh.
But also, it's so dumb to be like, I warned you. You're like, okay, I was warned. Doesn't mean I can prevent it. I was like, damn, I knew this was going to happen, baby. Like, what do you mean? It bit me.
Yeah, there was a lot of like humor that hit in these episodes.
You can't just
laugh. Yeah. I laughed a lot.
You can't just be like, oh, watch out, there's a dragon attack. And then when the dragon attacks, you'll be like, I fucking told you there were dragons.
I mean, they did tell you, though.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Freerun's magic cannot heal poison. He's going to need to be seen by a priest. Although Stark's master always told him to just be a man.
Dude, this shit was so... Dude, all the shit with fucking Aizen this episode was so goddamn funny. The poison arrows and him just yeeting himself off of that fucking cliff, dude. I laugh so goddamn hard.
He doesn't even do like a superhero landing. This motherfucker just lands dives head first.
He's like a gnome.
Dude, it was so good.
He was on his Helldiver arc, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aizen is dope.
Mm-hmm.
They get back to the local town, and the priest tells them it's too late for him. A few hours from now, his brain will melt, and it'll flow through his nose. Dude. Even then, he still asks his younger brother, another priest, to try and heal him. Turns out his younger brother is the same priest that was saved back in the woods.
Okay, why can't this show pronounce fucking S's?
Dude, normal? I don't know.
All right? Okay, Stark.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's German.
Zine?
Zine, bro? A fucking mega Zine, bro? Grow up. Miss me with that shit, dude.
They really don't know how to do S's. It's no. Very
at least keep it consistent, all right? At least make it fucking shine.
At one point in time, Hyder once traveled to this village and awarded the older brother with a medallion. Even now, his ability doesn't compare to Zine's. They lost both of their parents, and his older brother raised him? That's right. Zine dreamed of becoming an adventurer, but he never left. He asked them now to take him with him. He's like, hey, my brother's just like a miserable piece of shit. Yeah. You fucking like make him leave this town. There can't be two drunk priests, you know? Stark sets off to make him a part of the team and heads to the local bar. He agrees to gamble for the chance to make Zine join their party. They both lose and are left with nothing but their underwear.
This is good.
This is good.
Pretty good.
I was like, oh, dang, he stole his shit. And he's just sitting out there. He's like, yeah. Sometimes, you know, shit you happens know? To a guy. Like, you fucking naked too, dude. And he's like, I don't know, man. That fucking village elder.
The village chief is crazy, dude. A half-naked Zine tells them to find someone else because it's too late for him. This reminds Freerun of a time when she thought it was too late for her, and Himmel told her, don't dwell on the past when you have the present. It's okay. It's okay.
I like it. It made me happy.
No better time than the present, you know? They spend the next few weeks trying to convince him to join. Zine remembers his best friend, Gorilla, inviting him to go on adventure, and they finally learn his weakness. It's older women. No one is older than an elf, so the plot begins. Freerun goes to him and blows a kiss, but he doesn't fall for it. Although Fern and Stark admit it would have put them in grave danger. Zine says it would have worked if elves didn't look so young. He needs a mature looking woman.
Thank God.
He's a good guy.
That's a fucking hero right there. All right.
He's a fucking hero.
If it looks like a kid, if it sounds like a kid, it's a fuck.
Kid, I give a shit. Probably in a locker room. Okay.
Oh. It's probably in a locker room. Yeah. Kyle's in there with him, you know, just making a collage or something. I don't know.
Can we do episode 18 yet?
I tell you right now, I am not sexually attracted to Freerun. If she blew me a kiss like that, it would make me weak in the knees.
Yeah.
It's just cute. Not like I don't want to fuck her. Just like, oh, that's so fucking cute, you little kid. Like, come here. You could sit on my shoulders, you know? But like, not like sexually.
Yeah.
That's cool, dude.
You never had a kid sit on your shoulders and you're like, they're like so excited because they're like, I'm like, fine.
Whatever you're into, man.
Yeah. I've never had to say it's not sexual.
Yeah.
Y'all looked at me. Y'all made looks at me like I was crazy.
I want to give her a piggyback ride. Not sexually.
Not sexually.
I don't know. Yeah. That's
I wanted to sit on my shoulders. Not sexually.
Freerun talks like an adult. You know, she looks like just a
I think she looks like
younger adult.
Like 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, Freerun would still catch it, dude. I don't care.
I don't know that I find her attractive. I think she's pretty.
I think it's the same.
Because she don't got giant tits, Harris, huh? That's all you care about?
I'm a size king. What do you want from me? I like big titties.
You're a size king?
I like big titties, big dicks, big butts, okay? If you don't have none of them, don't talk to me, okay?
Big feet.
I'm a BT, a BD, and a BB kind of a guy, all right?
If it has a... No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
was,
go ahead.
Go ahead. That was a danger zone.
If only we all shared that kind of restraint.
I got a seat right here with me.
Never, dude.
Kyle said never.
Kyle's looking for a co-pilot, dude.
That was a close one.
Sit right in my lap.
Hell no.
Or on my shoulders.
Zine assumes his friend is dead, and his older brother refused Hyder's offer to leave the village way back when, so he's choosing not to leave his family. His older brother hears this shit and gives him a good slap in the face and scolds him for using him as a reason for staying. Zine finally agrees to join their party in order to look for his friend. He will part ways once he finds him. End episode.
I'll get to kick.com out of 3 days grace.
Why?
Why?
Don't explain. You don't got it.
Cody got a brain rotted, dude.
LOL? Question mark.
Why?
He didn't even say why.
You know what I heard in my head when that happened? I heard the fucking sound from dial-up internet. Battle, 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 battle.
That's what you said. You're like, ah, wah.
So, kick.com, you know, because gambling, okay? And then 3 days grace because it's not too late. It's never too late.
Okay. God damn. Got you. That's pretty good.
You know what the worst part is, dude, about making that reference is like, people ain't going to get it. You know?
3 days grace?
It's dying. The internet sound. Well,
internet, the dial-up internet. The dial-up internet. Nobody, I can fucking hear it, dude.
It's ingrained in my brain.
Yeah.
Episode 14, Privilege of the Youth. They make it to the next town, and Freerun reflects on the last time she was here with Himmel. Stark goes off on Fern, and she scolds him because he forgot about her birthday. He didn't get her no present. Zine tells her, us men don't care about trivial dates. After being kicked multiple times, he also agrees to get her a gift and tells her to go after Stark. Don't be so childish. Zine offers to buy Fern a gift from a local shop, but she refuses. He's like, please pick it out. And she's like, I want you to pick it out. I'm like, you fucking, you fucking
women
bitch.
Be shopping, you know?
She wants him to guess, apparently. He reminds her that she picked out a gift on Stark's birthday with him, so why can't we do that for her right now? Like, help me out, sister. She must already have a birthday shopping memory that she considers sacred, so she doesn't want to change. She doesn't want to lose a memory and get a new
everybody
memory.
Knows if you want a second shopping birthday memory, you have to erase the first shopping birthday memory before
memories
you can
work
add
like
in
that.
The new one.
You can only have so many memories.
No. Right.
Yeah.
Zine gives her the gift he picked out and tells her that no one will know how you feel if you don't tell them. She needs to make up with Stark and go pick out the best gift in town. He's just a boy. He doesn't know any better. Fern apologizes for kicking him, and the only thing I could think about when he was like, he's just a boy, I thought about South Park when Cartman picks up the tampon and is trying to look at it, look through it, and he's like, he's just a boy, poor little fella. Is it just me who watched that episode?
I never watched South Park.
I know what you're talking about.
Right? He thought that it was just miscarriages every time?
Yeah. Yep. You were just a boy.
That was just that's what you needed to say for me to remember it fully. I remember him saying he's just a boy and him referencing something, but I couldn't remember what it was. And you said,
wouldn't he pick him up too? Like by the string, like he was just a little boy. He didn't deserve that. fucking gross.
Yeah. Fern meets with Stark in front of Himmel's statue. He apologizes to her for losing his cool. He's been trying to pick out the best gift, but he couldn't decide. He didn't want her to think that he was trying to make it up and lie to her and make it seem like he wasn't already trying, but he fucking was, and he doesn't know what to do about it.
He's like, I've literally lived with a dwarf and then a canyon that I was driving my axe into. I don't know how to woman, man. Do I hit you with my axe or do I get punched in the face by you? I don't. What do you want?
As new love flourishes, Frieren and Zine are spying on them from a nearby rooftop. Zine can't help but wonder why Fern would choose him to come forward for advice instead of Frieren. And she assumes that it's because Fern is comparing him to Hyder. She's like, you know, she kind of had a drunk piece of shit priest as daddy, so you're probably her dad now. Frieren tells him of a time when Hyder was nothing more than a drunken priest. Because he's got this assumption that he was perfect, because he didn't meet this motherfucker till he was old as shit and trying to be on the straight and narrow. So she reminds him that he's also fucking shitty. Hyder got old and changed himself into a proper priest. Back when Frieren was training Fern, she even offered to praise him for all the good that he has done. And she did it by just walking over to him and patting him on the head.
Okay. This was adorable. This was a lot. It was so much. Because like he patted her head and he like she's like, stop that, and then she patted his head. He's old and he's gonna die, dude.
It's really fucking
it's a lot.
Sucks, dude.
It's a lot.
She said, I don't know about no goddess, but I'll touch your head. Our squad joins a merchant traveling by wagon to the next town. They're supposed to keep the cart safe from monsters, and Frieren notices that Fern's new piece of jewelry and wants to give her the matching ring Himmel gave to her years ago. While he's looking for the ring, the cart is then picked up into the air by a flying monster. And she's like, ah, fuck. You know, you take your eye off the ball for just
this
a second.
This shit was fucking funny. She's like all of a sudden they got attacked, and I was like, oh shit, what's going to happen? And then it's like, I should have been paying attention. Now we're flying through the air right now. This is not good.
I am flying through the air right now. Stark recommends they float the cart down to the ground after defeating the monster. Makes a lot of fucking sense. And we're still questioning, why didn't we float the cart over the fucking the road that collapsed? Joke's on you. Mages have only been able to fly for about 40 short years and still don't understand the magic completely. Can't understand the how if you don't understand the why or some shit like that.
I didn't buy that one at all. I could not suspend my disbelief, because you're going to tell me that you studied the Zoltan or whatever.
Right.
Zoltan.
For the 80 Zoltan. Years.
And you use levitation and you're like, well, this one doesn't. I mean, it's fine. We don't understand it at all, actually.
This is okay. Imagine you have a cell phone, right? You go back 500 years and you give it to a person. You're like, make that.
Okay, and then they stick it, and then they put it in their mouth and pre-suck it.
Because what else would they do? They don't know it makes calls. Yeah. You have to understand the why of the device if you can make it.
Dude, imagine trolling people from the past. Like, they don't know how to turn a phone on, okay? So you can just do a fake step between, like, so you say you have to pre-suck the phone before you turn it on, or it won't work. Yeah. Trust me on this. And you can say that for everything. You can anything say that, that for you anything. Bring, you're like, you have to pre-suck in the future. That's all the future is, like, just pre-sucking. That's it.
Like, if you can't hear them, the only way to get better signal is to put the phone directly into your ass.
Yep. You want to turn? You want to turn your car on? You put your key, go, and then.
Sick, dude. Sick.
God, that's nasty.
Zine tells them they have to figure out something soon, because this monster kills its prey by slamming it into the ground. And then almost like immediately they just start fucking diving. It's not for long, but it's long enough for them to fucking do this beautiful fucking
animation of Frieren fucking jumping out of the carriage, flipping upside down, and fucking Zoltrock. Is that what it is, Co?
No, Zoltrock. The Adam Sandler movie.
Oh,
don't mess with the Zoltrock.
Yeah. Zohan.
I can't believe you just brought that up because on 420 I got fucking nuked and I watched that movie.
Hell yeah, dude.
That sounds sick.
So that was great. It was great. I had the White Castle,
the only thing I remember is like the fucking them spraying hummus everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not my memory of it. Mine is when he is going like across the ocean or something. And he's just basically a fucking waveboard. I'm like, what are we watching? What is happening?
There's so many moments in that movie that I was like,
I can't
believe this is a movie that was made.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like about like the Middle East and shit. And I'm like, well, this actually was trying to say something.
Well, you know? So Frieren jumps out the back of the fucking carriage. She flips upside down, fucking zaps the head off of this fucking giant monster, and then everybody's just free falling. So they attempt the last second to levitate the fucking wagon and save it from crumbling. Everybody lives, but the wagon's fucked. Yeah. That shit got fucked up.
When she fucking blows the bird's head off, dude, it's good every time. It's good. Every time she just fucking shoots the Zoltan out, fire. Every time, I love her signature saying too when she shoots. She's like, "Don't mess with the Zoltan," and then she shoots. My favorite part.
I like when they're talking about like making the thing float. He's like, "Well, why don't we just make the carriage float?" And she's like, "Motherfucker, do you see floating carriages everywhere?"
Oh yeah, I forgot. We're just swimming in floating carriages around here.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's like, well, what if we just float it right before we hit the ground? And they're like, "Okay, yeah, that could work."
She really turns it on him though, too, because this is the moment Justin also really liked, where they talk about Aizen just leaping from any height and just surviving.
Good. Yeah, she's like, "Start, just jump."
Dude,
he's like, "What are you talking about? Be a man. I'm fucking die." What are you? And she's like, "He was a warrior, and he was fine.
That man was different, bro.
That man was different."
I like how she's just always bitching him out. Right? Right to his face too. She's
right?
Like,
"You're not him. You'll never be him."
In front of his wannabe bitch, you know,
right in front of his bitch. Right in front of her. Imagine. I would die. I'd be like, "You're gonna have to kill me, bitch, because I'm coming at you right now."
I feel like at the very most, I would cut off a piece of her ear when she's sleeping at night.
You fucking ear tipper like a feral cat.
I'd be so mad. I'd be like,
I'd pre-suck at least one ear, dude.
I'd easily give her a wet willy while she was sleeping at night.
Oh. Imagine the amount of liquid you could get in that ear, dude.
Yeah. In the elf ear, dude, it's like a cone. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could use her ear as like a fucking toilet, like a porta potty.
See, now,
and I bet you
now,
she doesn't clean the tips. So it's probably just got crusted.
See, now I'm thinking of like, in a perverted, like really dark fantasy setting, right? People cut off elf ears and then use them as condoms, you know?
Or as dildos. Because if you cut off enough of them, they're long enough, you could just like kind of rubber band them together and then just fucking pop them right in, dude. And it's like, it'll be all fleshy too, so it won't be like the synthetic shit that they probably don't have.
Right, it's like cartilage.
Yeah, it's like probably like the cell phones that they don't have back in the day.
That's why they've had to kill all the elves,
Pre-suck these ears.
There you go.
You got a factory just... One side of it is just murdering a whole generation of elves, and then the other side of the factory, they're just dudes pre-sucking.
Oh God! Imagine dudes in a fucking assembly line. They're like that, and a fucking metal arm drops it down. They're like, and it just keeps going in a line, dude.
Yeah, dude. They got a listing for the job. They're like, "No, the only requirement is no gag reflex." That's literally it.
Imagine the unanimous, like the amount of like, imagine 10 guys making that noise at one time, just fucking.
they all gotta wear headphones so they don't go crazy.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, fuck.
I hate that, dude. I love that. I fucking hate that.
They spend a few days fixing the carriage, and Freeman realizes that the ring is missing that Chute fucking was trying to give to Fern. So,
Hold on. Do you think they get fired if they puke too many times in a week?
Yeah, dude. Oh, God.
Like, we got to hold up the line.
We can't work like this.
Imagine after 8 hours what these guys, they probably look like newborn babies with how much fucking vomit they have. Oh.
They look like the Blob from like X-Men Origins where his neck is like this because all of that fluid is just in their throat and it's just going nowhere. Or like the dude from Men in Black, water.
You know? What the fuck does he, what does he say when he gets in there? Like in there, he's like, sugar, water. He says it to the fucking person in the, Kyle, do you know?
You talk the about water, the alien,
the water
in
guy,
black?
Men in Black. Yeah,
yeah. I think he just says sugar. Like,
no, he says a whole conversation. He's like, "Cat walking."
Oh yeah. Like, I was gonna Google it.
I was like, "A girl walked in." Chat cat, pack cat. Yeah. That's what it was. Chat okay.
Pack cat.
Oh fuck!
Oh yeah, fuck. No, that you're mixing scenes. Okay, you're talking
probably
about,
am.
Yeah, okay.
He's talking about the roach guy, right?
No, he's mixing scenes because we were talking about when he first comes out of the ditch and goes in the house and it goes water, sugar.
You know? Right? Yeah,
you're talking about the scene at the morgue when he's looking for the cat and he's just like, okay, wait. Yeah. Go walk in here there, Dave. My cat. Oh, I need to rewatch that movie. I just watched the one where Will Smith goes back in time. That one was okay, but
that's the second one.
I don't remember.
That's the newest one.
That's
isn't
the third
it?
One. Or, that's the third one.
Is it the third?
Yeah.
One?
Okay.
Yeah, because the second one has what's her name in it. The fuck, not Zoe Saldana. I always get her, and she played the night nurse in all the Marvel movies. She played what's her name?
No idea, dude. Can't help you there.
It's gonna bother me so much.
Yeah,
I just had it too. I just had it for a millisecond, and it's gone.
Dang. You're gonna have to lose
Rosario Dawson.
Yep, that's good it. Job. Yeah.
Crushed it, killed it, crushed it, fucked it, sucked it, pre-sucked it.
That was her first movie, man. That was a good movie.
All right. They spend a few days fixing the carriage, and Freerun realizes the ring is missing. Zine let the little lovebird, aka Stark, know the design he chose for the wristband he got her means eternal love in the language of flowers. Either way, Fern's like, "No, don't give me a different one. I like this one.
I like.
How
this
dare
one.
You?"
He's like, I speak flower? I don't know shit, dude.
The cart is finally fixed, but Freerun wasn't able to locate the missing ring. Lucky for her, the merchant has a spell for finding lost accessories. Real fucking convenient.
That is crazy.
Look, he gave an explanation.
Yeah. He's like, he did.
Look,
it was good.
I'm a traveling merchant. People are going to come to me for this shit all the time.
Mm-hmm. And he was going to give it to her as payment once they reach the next village anyway, so why not just give her a little payment early?
Yeah.
Freerun finds the ring and remembers the time when she picked it out. She picked out that ring at almost random. Didn't give a fuck which ring it was. Himmel was just trying to get her something, which this upset Himmel until he saw the design. And then this man even got down on one knee.
Dude.
And put that ring on her fucking finger.
But, like, they kind of hinted that she knew, too, when she picked it, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think so.
Made me cry.
Rom-com of the fucking century right
I feel like they hint on it.
You know, this whole story is actually about how, like, an elf is playing hard to get. But the human literally does not have enough years. In our romance, we romance for like 300 years before we even get to first base.
Fuck, Kyle, that's such a good idea.
The guy's like, that's why she's not 300 years, bud.
That's why she's going to like heaven. She's like, look, so this is what I really liked you. I thought you had more in you. I thought you had that dog in you.
This is the point in the rom-com where she realizes that she fucked up and she has to go chase the guy.
But he's dead.
Oh, it's fucking funny,
like,
dude. Oh,
it's still like 50 years after, so it's so
dude.
Yeah, that's why she waited to the next fucking thing, right? To the next like meteor shower.
Yeah, because like, then she saw him and she was like, "Dang, you look like shit like, right now, brother." Like, I was gonna let you hit. Now I don't know if you can. Like, you're about to fucking die, bro.
That's why he died, because after the meteor shower, she fucking got on top and rode him till he died.
Yeah, dude.
That's what
the thing was. It was that, and then like it went out because that was him coming. We thought it was
his life, dude.
Yeah, we thought it was his life going out. It was his cock going out. You know.
Yeah.
End episode.
That's why it took him so long to get out of the house, because he had a pre-suck
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm. Makes She's sense, like, what are you dude. Doing? Are you taking so long? You're bald. He's like, we got shit to do too, like pre-suck our dick because
I gotta pre-suck it.
This gets a chain of memories, Kingdom Hearts chain of memories, out of that one Tyler, the Creator skit. I can't remember the name of the show. It's something Patrol, where he's like, you're gonna get me a birthday present on my birthday with my birthday suit on my birthday. Oh, okay.
I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but no, I do. I do. Okay.
Exactly what he was talking about.
You got fired.
I hate how much that has lived in my head rent
free. It really has, dude. Anytime you just say birthday to me, and my brain goes there immediately.
Yep. Episode 15, Smells Like Trouble. Uh-oh. I'm like, smells like elf, you know what I mean?
Smells like teen spirit.
Fern and Freerun began traveling together about 4 years ago, and Stark joined only a year ago. Zine Crazy claims the party is only missing one thing. Right? A hot old lady.
Yeah.
Amen. Not asking for a lot.
Amen, brother.
They go to the next village, and all the villagers are asleep. It's not a spell, though. It's a curse. And curses are spells used by monsters and demons that humans can't understand. So they're like, we don't know. Curse. Mm-hmm. Figure it out, dude. We're still doing it to this day, dude.
I like it. They're like, I don't understand. It's a curse.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Dispelling curses has always been the church's job. Apparently, you have to be born with a certain talent, a.k.a. you have to be touched by a priest.
Ooh. Zion you have to let is the priest best equipped to handle this.
And then take in the locker room.
And then. priest has to pre-suck you off in a locker room. That's how the Roman church works.
It's time to do your christening, and we cut the tip, but instead they just do a little pre-suck. They send you off.
Yep. Oh, I hate that.
They pre-suck you, and then the gym teacher's in there making a collage about it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what happens.
Can you imagine? You go to your locker room, and your gym teacher, just some bald guy, looking at the wall and looking at my locker at the same time, just like, you want to make a collage?
Imagine.
We're awakening some trauma in Kyle. All right, we gotta take it easy. All right,
I'll be honest, I'm still just stuck on the idea of a priest pre-sucking like a crucifix and just being like, and just pulling it out just across from his throat.
Yeah, dude.
And be like, yeah, this is cleansed now.
Dude, Exorcist would be a way different movie if that happened.
I think just saying the words pre-sucked is one of the funniest things of all time.
Can you imagine at the convention someone would be like, hey, do you pre-suck this sticker?
Yeah, dude. If anybody asks, I'll
one
do
of the
it.
Fucking the ice cream carts, like this pre-suck.
God, oh God! Imagine. Oh, I hate that popsicle specifically. I hate.
That's what we need to get though. Yeah. We need to get like those popsicle sticks, right? That they have at the doctor's office, and then like people pay us $1, and then one of us will pre-suck it and then give it to them.
Oh, I hate that.
Yo, I'll pre-suck stickers for $1.
That's what I'll pre-suck whatever, dude.
Once we get big enough to where we can put our brand in grocery stores, we'll have pre-sucked bomb pops.
Oh, I just hope. Yeah, I want to cosplay as an ice cream man at the con and just give away pre-sucked ice cream.
But there's not flavors. It's just who it's pre-sucked with.
Right? And they're like, and people won't know. So they'd be like, what does pre-suck mean? Like, let me show you.
Here you go. I've been stuck on that image because you know when you go to a restaurant and they ask you a question and you don't know what they mean? And you're like, you just say one of the two options. And then just deal with whatever it is. I'm just imagining going to a restaurant and being like, would you like a pre-sucked? You're like, yeah.
Before you can even like process what they just asked you.
And then they just... You're like, never mind. I didn't want that. I didn't know. You were offering it. I was just thinking, man, if they're offering it, it must be cool. Sure.
Yeah.
You go to Olive Garden and the guy's like, you want... cheese, and you're like, yeah, and he just holds out his tongue and scrapes it. Yeah. Your
he says, "Say when,
sticks, dude."
Breadsticks just being pre-sucked.
Yeah, he's like, "How many breadsticks?"
But he's like real about it, dude. He gets like some butter with some garlic in it. He like pours it in his mouth and he just gargles it, and then just goes.
That sounds sick.
I know, dude. It sounds awesome. Really good.
I'm in on that.
Right.
God damn. All right, so, yeah, they're at a village where a bunch of people were pre-sucked and they fell asleep. And Zine's got to go find the fucking monster that pre-sucked him and defeat it. While traveling to said monster, Stark and Fern fall asleep. And then right before he gets to it, Freerun falls asleep. But before, she tells him, do not fight the monster alone. I will defeat it. So Zine finds the monster and attempts to fight it, but none of his attacks are getting through. And I didn't write enough here, but it's the fight scene for this was.
They
knock it out of the park time they do this.
Was this the coolest fight? Because when he fucking wakes up Fern.
So he believes that he has to defeat this fucking monster alone because there's no way Freerun's going to be able to wake up and be alive for 5 measly seconds that he can keep her awake, and then she'll know what to do. So he's trying to figure out what to do. He does a bunch of shots. It's reflected back. Nothing's fucking working. He's like, if Freerun wakes up and she just decides to blast this thing, it could bounce her fucking shit and destroy and kill all the fucking villagers behind us. Like, this man's literally walking around with a fucking nuclear bomb. Anywho, he thinks back to what Hyder said about her back in the day when he was visiting his village. He said elves don't use body language or emotion that allows for someone like a human to really gauge their intentions. So, you know, he just decided to accept her words as the truth, and he believed her. She said she would kill the Demon King, and she did. She said she would kill this fucking monster, so she will. Zine wakes her up, tries to explain the situation, but before he can get the fucking words out of his mouth, the pre-sucked words out of his fucking mouth, Freerun has already casted the spell and shoots it not directly at it, but up into the fucking sky. It loops back down and spears that thing right in the fucking mouth.
That shit was so fucking hard.
She programmed every single cell in her body to do that when she died. Yeah.
Okay. That's some Baki shit. Just fucking.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
She fucking curved the shit out of it, wanted style. She's like, wakes up and just fucking. She's like, that'll be down in a second.
Honestly, that would be kind of hard if when she woke up, like, it went into, like, slow motion of her casting the spell, and a narrator just hit us before she programmed every cell. Like, I can hear it.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Baki fucked me up, dude. I hate it.
Especially you. The arc we've watched you go through of being like, I fucking hate this, and now you're like, dude, imagine if this happened in this anime. Dude.
The crucifixion I got just fucking when we first watched the first 6 episodes of Baki. Oh man, I feel vindicated.
Yeah, you got it. You were like an Usher song. You got it. You got it bad.
Yeah, you know. I was like, oh, this show's ridiculous. We could joke about it. You guys are like, I fucking hate. I'm like, I mean, but it's funny.
I was like, after we watched it, he's like, I ain't never picking it again.
I did say that. I was like, I'm not. All right.
Like, I can't get roasted this hard ever again in my life. But then he says, you know, I'm taking pictures of kids in a fucking locker room. I don't know what's happening, dude.
The hallway is a locker room.
It's not a room.
It's not a room.
You just say the hallway at school. Everybody's going to know what you mean.
A hallway's just a room with a lot of doors.
It needs to be more specific.
Poor Pedipic.
After killing the monster, they travel back to the village where a sweet, hot old lady thanks Zine for saving the village. And then Freerun thanks him by patting him on the head. And I just can't with all this. Mm-mm. He's like, he's got this sweet old lady, and she was banging, dude. She was banging.
Oh,
she
yeah. Was... Yeah, dude. I was ready to see, like, some R34 on that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Our party reaches the next village, which is also the middle point of their trip. They are scooped up by a noble and taken to a castle. The warden is addressing Stark, but Freerun isn't having it. She's like, brother, if you can speak to my warrior, then you can talk to me. Dude's like, you're going to let your fucking mommy talk for you right now? You're going to let her? Really?
He's like, come on, man. he really said, you're gonna say it
in front of her. I can't say it.
She's right here.
Yeah.
This guy's like, grab your
The warden is offering Stark a job, and Freerun starts to refuse it, but then Fern's like, brother, we're out of money. We got nothing. And then they accept the job. So over the next 3 months, Stark will learn how to act as a noble and go to a soiree in place of his eldest son, who lost his life in a battle with the demons. Warden just wants people to be happy. He just wants the fellow villagers to see his son in greatness and be like, yeah, we're all pretty happy. Got to do.
Stark's brother, dude. They look exactly alike. I'm like, this is his long lost family or something.
It's
right?
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. They even said they were from the same area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, like, my family's from there.
Yeah. Like, all right, Dad. Let's see. Stark is an almost perfect match for his son, and they offered enough money to cover 3 meals per day for everyone, plus snacks for an entire year. So you take the job. We insert a training montage, not inside of a locker room. And it jokes on Fern, because Stark will need a dancing partner to accompany him. So they also make her train for a month to become a sweet, nice, noble lady.
Let's give him
Mistborn. Once at the soiree. What?
Yeah, it is. Mistborn vibes.
Once at the soiree, Stark asks her to dance. They didn't train for that long to not dance with each other. Like, let's dibble dabble, you know?
Yeah, I've also been training to really pre-suck your toes, you know?
Oh, God. Imagine, dude.
Like a gentleman.
Like, before you put on, like, pantyhose, you're like, let me pre-suck your feet and just take the whole thing on.
This whole time, I'm just leading up to say, man, this whole moment was just really cute, and all I get is pre-sucked pantyhose toes, dude.
Can't have shit around me. Here.
Can't.
It's really cute. Nice. The whole fucking scene's cute.
It's cute.
It is cute.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Cute as fuck, dude. Especially when I think about fucking Stark pre-sucking the fuck out of her foot.
Dude. Imagine. And he keeps it in there for a second just so he can lick in between the toes.
Right. I love how Justin double hands his feet like a bird. <You know? laughs> This motherfucker goes like, give me your foot.
I like to pre-suck my feet like a hot dog, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You know.
you know how like you see movies like a guy will like grab a girl's chin, right?
Yeah.
That's how I do it. I grab the heel.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, that's a gentleman's way.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, like, you could also go the taco style and hold it from the top and
gotta make sure the toppings don't drop out.
Yeah.
You grab it like you don't want to get your hands dirty where you just like pinch the sides and you're like, yep.
Yeah, what about eating it with a fork and knife? Am I right?
Yeah.
Damn.
No.
Oh, this is the problem when you just watch good anime. Like, we just go off the rails a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, if it's too cute, you know, if I gotta be too cute, this is, you know.
I have intimacy problems. Let's go, dude. Miss me with that shit.
Let's talk about sucking feet and pre-sucking dick.
I watched too much porn when I was younger. And by younger, I mean like a week ago.
I got a PSP when I was 13. I'm not okay.
I'm not okay.
I think I'm at the point where I've been gooning longer than I've been like not gooning in my life.
Yeah, dude.
It's over, dude.
I've been well past that, Mark.
The warden offers Stark a place in his home. He's just kind of upset that, you know, his son's dead and he's got this new son right here for 3 months and now he's got to let him go again. So, and he's also got to tell everybody his son's, how did he die this time? You know, like he's going to have to tell him, oh yeah, you know, he was just over there dancing. Dead again.
That wasn't him.
Dead again, dude. He's gonna look at him like, wrong kid died.
Imagine to explain to that, like, nah, he got worse.
he was just pre-sucking death, okay? It's fine. Stark refuses, of course, because he left his master in the same manner that his son left the warden. The warden's son left all upset and on bad terms, and Stark did the same shit with his daddy. He left, and he wants to go back to Aizen and tell him all the wonderful stories of his great adventures and tell him about him before the old dude dies. End episode.
Yeah, let's get some Princess Diaries out of Avicii.
Was this episode Avicii? Like 13?
Yeah, Avicii.
Avicii.
So wake me up when it's all over. Ooh. Right? That was Avicii?
Yep.
I don't know, dude.
I think it's Hi-Vici.
I'm just... he died, didn't he?
I took a pill in a pizza. To show Avicii I was cool. But he says Avicii.
That was Mike Pence.
That was not Mike Pence.
What? What's his name? Mike P. It's Mike something.
Mike Posner, dude.
Mike Posner, there you go. Mike Pence. That's Mike the same Pence. Fuck's name, dude.
He said I took a pill on January 6th to show Trump I was cool. Because he sent a bunch of people to kill me because I wouldn't tell him that he was a president.
Oh, God. Yeah, dude. That's good.
Episode 16.
Every time I fucking hear that song, it's over. It's just Mike Pence.
I don't know what Mike Pence sounds like. I don't think I've ever heard him.
You like never Pence. Heard him go, it's Mike Pence. Mike Pence.
Is he a Pokemon? No, I haven't heard that shit.
No, I'm trying to do a Mike Jones impression.
Mike Jones, is that what you were trying to do? Okay, Mike put it Pence. Together right before you said it.
281-330-8004.
Hit Mike Pence up on the
I don't know why we don't have more politicians like that, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe we do need Kanye as a president, you know?
You know what, man? At this point, fuck it. Let him.
I mean,
let's just see what happens.
Well, did you hear that new Kanye Childish Gambino track, though?
What?
It was kind of hot. It was kind of hot, dude.
What?
Gambino was on a track with fucking
Kanye?
Stupid ass fucking.
Yeah, dude, it was good.
I would assume Gambino would have more sense.
Gambino loves Kanye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, fuck Kanye. You think you know somebody,
right?
You think you know somebody, dude. But
episode 16,
was fire,
red flag.
Long
was it,
lived
was
friends.
It okay? Like, was it like anti-Semitism's okay? Good, no, but it was good.
Holy fuck!
Kid Zine and Gorilla, his best friend, get their picture taken by a mage. They start their. Oh, this is the start of their legend. At least that's what Gorilla claims. Zine is looking at that picture while resting. God damn it. That picture. Sorry. I couldn't make it through without just hearing that one word while I try
it's
and
okay,
read the
dude.
Rest.
You're in southern Wisconsin. Like, it's going to come out a little bit. It's not a big deal.
Wow, dude.
Wow, dude. That one hurt him, dude.
That one did psychic damage. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that much psychic damage. I meant to do a little bit of psychic damage.
Wow, dude.
All right. End episode. Zion is looking at the picture while the rest of the party is asleep around a fire. And they didn't have to, but they really fucking aminated.
There you go. You fucking. Now you're on the downward slope, brother. Yeah. Downward slope from here on out.
They fucking do the cigarette burning. They didn't have to do this, but they made it look so beautiful.
There was so many scenes in this
cigarette in this fucking show, dude.
Yeah, dude, I wanted to smoke. There were so many scenes in this episode where I'm just like, why the fuck is it so good, dude?
Why do they aminate it? There yet, so like, good.
Why they aminate? Why they have
the aminators?
With
their pictures?
I want to smoke the shit that made Himmel the hero. You know,
dude. Absolutely. There was a scene where she's like, where Freerun's flying, and like the way they did her hair is so fucking good, dude. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but if you gave me something and said, if you smoke this, you'll be a hero, I'd be like, I don't want the responsibility of that. No, what the fuck you mean?
No. Yeah, that sounds like the you're gonna have to do.
You're gonna
time.
Have to do shit.
Dude, that was
people are gonna depend on you. Exactly.
Like, I can't even depend on myself to turn the oven off when I'm high, dude.
You like hit it one time, you're like, where it is? Where's the dragon? I gotta go. I just like start walking outside screaming. Like
they traveled to a village that's being protected by a 400-year-old dwarf. He just looks like Aizen. I think they just look the same.
That's kind of racist. No, dude.
But can you relax?
Yep.
I said one thing about the South, and this man went all in on the fucking hard time. He just went all fucking in. All these dwarves be looking the same out here.
All dwarves.
All them knee highs.
All these fucking Gimlies, dude.
All I see is a tether.
All I'm saying is if they want me to take them seriously, they should grow a foot. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
So they're making a detour so Freerun can chat with him one last time before he dies. This is kind of her sitch, you know.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's like instead of a final meal, you get to choose who your final conversation's gonna be, and then just Freerun shows up, and you're like, I'm not ready yet.
Like, damn, bitch, chill. I got time. Fuck.
I'm surprised hell.
So they make it there. They see the dude, and Freerun just wants to stay for like just a decade. Just a quick decade, just to spend some time here. We're going to move on afterwards. Fern's not about it. She said, you got 1 week. Get it out.
Bare naked lady style.
Mm-hmm. So the not all the same looking dwarf, his name is Vol, and he is standing guard as they arrive. He looks decrepit and he acts almost a little senile, so people just don't really fucking fuck with him, you know. He's standing there, and then they've got Stark. He's just like, who the fuck is this old piece of shit? Like, who is this dude? And then
what do you do?
Vol smacks him with his fucking sword, and he's quick. He's real quick.
They also say the dumbest thing about how, yeah, you're hurting, right? Because you hurt more because in battle you expect to be hurt, but right now you weren't in battle and you weren't expected to be hurt, so now you hurt more.
See, listen. Okay,
you think that's dumb. I think that's very true.
Let me tell you why I know that's true, okay? Because in wrestling, when you get hit with a steel chair and you're not expecting it, it does a lot of damage. But if you're in a hardcore match, you can take like 800 of the motherfuckers and be fine. Because you, in a hardcore match, you expect to get hit with a chair. When you're in a normal ass match, you don't expect to get hit with a chair, you know?
I believe
that's how I know you're fucking wrong, bro.
Now that you explain in wrestling terms, I concede my point.
I see the error in my ways.
Vol tells Stark that it is arrogance that gets you killed in battle. What do you say, like 20% of people will die from just arrogance? Some shit like that.
So he hit him with some statistics.
We got another statistic earlier. They're like 20% die from poisons, 20% die from arrogance. It's like the guy, the dodgeball guy. He's like, if you can dodge a poison, you can dodge a ball.
I thought you were going to make a reference to Fort Minor. you die 20% poison, 20% arrogance.
20% big ass dwarf. 20% of the time this shit works every time.
There's so many ways you can go with it. Dude. We live in a golden era of references.
It's true.
We live in the golden era of percentages. You know?
It's true. Yeah.
Freeman spends the next week.
You might have lost the 3%.
No one else even remembers. Percentage is what is the dumb thing. Like, Justin, what was your percent? See? No clue. I know 3.
Because I don't take stock in such things, okay? I know I'm the funny one, all right?
I see in my through the lies of the Jedi, bro. You know? All I know is I was smack dab in the middle, and that's where I'm happy to be. Mm-hmm.
So, Freeran spends the next week reminiscing with the old man while he trains Stark. Most people have no idea why Vol even protects the village. Vol even likes to play dumb with the locals. They're like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I don't know. Why are you here? I'm just here. I'll save you. He spends his time protecting the village for a wife he loved a long time ago. She was human, and it was her dying wish that he continue on and take care of the people there, no matter how long.
Say less.
Bro, he can't even remember the way she looked or the way she sounds anymore. The act of protecting the village is what keeps her in his memory every day. Like,
they gave my man the Arwen arc, dude. Like, Jesus
holy
Christ.
Fuck.
Unreal.
I swear to God, if my wife dies and tells me, hey, you got to protect this village, I'm like, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
I'm leaving the village tomorrow.
Yeah. Dude, I found 3 women who would pre-suck me right now.
I don't know, dude. My happy ass is sitting right there.
I'm like,
I don't even know if I remember if she told me this or not, but this place looks nice. I'm just going to sit
I'd be there for
here.
A while, but, you know, shooting my own brains out might happen as well. We'll just call it. I don't know.
I mean, you're just like, you're just sitting there on a rock and then like killing shit every once in a while. You know, like I'm certain he gets fed by the villagers because they're like, I mean, I guess he's protecting us. We can
yeah, nobody
food about it, right?
Like this village fucking sucks too. They're like, yeah, I don't seem to make friends with anyone. Nobody even fucking try. What? Dude,
I don't know.
That's
what I'm saying. Like you're just close enough to people that you're part of a community, but like you don't need to talk to no one. I don't know.
That is the dream.
Nice. That's kind of the dream, you know. Like
Vol once promised Himmel that he would carry his memory as well, and Freeran, she's got that covered. I hate this show, dude.
Yeah, I cried really hard.
Are you kidding, dude? Like they come out. With the village, they're about to leave, and he's like, Himmel, don't worry, you're human, you'll probably die too, so I'll fucking remember you, dog. Just kill the Demon King. And then he just
he's like, no, we got it covered.
He's like, we got an elf, dude.
She's
got us for like a long time.
Brother. She'll remember you, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. So damn, all right. I was trying to be nice. Fuck you, dude.
In the present day, Vol asks Freeran if she remembers Himmel's face and his voice, and she's like, motherfuckers, you gonna run up like that? You think I'm not gonna remember his face and his voice? You want to fucking fight right now,
dude?
Vol, I'll fuck you up. You think I forgot?
You don't fucking pre-suck a man's toes and forget what he looks like, okay?
No,
that's how you log the memory. All
you
right?
know what the fucked up
you fucking
thing?
Hamburger their feet.
You know what the fucked up thing about pre-soaking someone's foot is that it means that after you pre-soak it, you actually soak it. And chances are you're soaking it in your mouth again, you know? So like,
or you could sit on it. I don't know. Do what you want.
A pre-soak loosens the skin. You know, it makes it not so ashy. A real soak turns it into a raisin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Nature's
like when
candy.
You swim for too long and your fingers Nature's get all candy, wilted.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever have a toe sucking session and she tried to stand up and she falls over and she's like, ooh, you're raising my foot.
Yeah. That's always the worst. I can't walk right now. My feet are raisins.
Well, if you're not raising a foot, what are you doing?
Yeah. You know, when someone comes in and some people see hickeys and stuff like that, but the other person's like, man, your feet are wrinkly today. What the fuck were you up to? Fuck, dude.
Oh, yeah, I went swimming.
Come unless I raise
it. Why is it not the rest of your body? I swim weird. Leave me the fucking alone.
Haven't you ever heard dip a toe in?
A dip a toe in. I dip a foot in. Okay. Can I live?
I dip about half to a full amount of my foot in sometimes.
I just imagine like this is happening in schools and teachers are like, we've had our outbreak of people with raisin feet.
Like, God damn.
We don't understand it, but people are coming to the office.
Imagine that fucking urban legend of a monster that just raisins your feet. You wake up in the morning with wet raisin feet.
You know, dude.
Imagine Monsters, Inc., dude.
Yeah, the sucking toes.
Monsters Inc. After Dark.
I wake up with a fucking with Sully Sullenberg just sucking my feet, dude.
Yeah, that's why we have wet dreams because they just come out of the closet and they jerk us off while we're sleeping and shit.
Give you a little suck.
The old Reverse Flesh.
That's the movie I want to see, dude. Somebody make that Monsters Kink.
There you go.
Cody wants to watch a movie where monsters jerk off kids.
I never.
We see what you're trying for, Kyle. We see it.
Good try.
I'm reaching, bro.
Legit. Good try.
It was a decent try.
I'm not playing defense. I'm playing offense today.
He's best defense.
Yeah, you're running out of time, bro. This episode is about to get cemented in history.
I hate this.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about you in locker rooms for a while. I just want to let you get prepared for that.
So Freeman tells Vol the hustle, where they're going. Yeah. He assumes that they're heading to defeat the Demon King. And she chooses not to tell him that the Demon King was already defeated. Instead, she just takes the moment to create a new memory so she can carry him on in her memory.
It's unbelievable the amount of emotional damage that they did to me right there on that one. I was like, what is wrong with you?
Yep.
This man just told me I can't remember the face or the voice of the wife that I'm at this village for like hundreds of years. And then they double down by being like, yeah, I hope you defeat the Demon King.
He's like, by the way, I had a dream of my wife last night.
Yeah.
You must have shaken something loose because now I remember.
Let me pre-suck your toes to say thanks, dude.
My ass is Kirk Lazarus from Tropic Thunder in this episode right here.
Yeah.
I was just, fuck, dude. I was just like, fuck. All up in my beard, crying my face off.
I just held in that like literally like minutes ago because you said you cried and I was like, every time you cry, you say that you cry, I imagine you doing that. I literally just imagine you doing the Tropic Thunder attitude.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that's how it's how it happens. How I stop crying is I laugh by doing that. Mm-hmm. Where I just start crying and just go, fuck, dude. And I start laughing and it helps with the crying. Yeah. But his tears still come, you know, because your tears don't fall, they crash around.
No, the tears don't fall, they get pre-sucked.
Yeah. my tears come pre-sucked.
Word of the day, dude. Pre-suck. It's crazy. All right. So they move on to the next village. They start traveling. Zine stops to ask if somebody has seen his best friend. And everybody's like, bro, no one knows who your best friend is. Like, he left you 10 years ago. There's no fucking way. And he's like, I don't think you understand. His name is Gorilla Warrior.
He is the smartest fucking person on the world. You're not going to make it anywhere if your name's fucking Tom, okay?
Right.
Yeah. It's probably 17,000
or Tony
Toms.
Baloney.
Yeah. That piece of shit.
Yeah, and if you call yourself Tony Baloney, everybody's just gonna fight you.
Hate you.
the amount of screen time Tony Baloney's getting on this podcast is crazy. Yeah, we're just
it's more than Carl, so funny. It's so funny, the idea of them someone finding the podcast, right? And they'd be like, yeah, they've been talking mad shit about your cat for a while.
Years now.
Years, dude. Oh, fuck. That is hilarious. Oh, my God. That's like the dream.
If,
you know,
if you're listening to this and you know the person whose cat's name is Tony Scarface Baloney or whatever it was, send us an email so that we know that they know.
Yeah.
First of all, kidnap the cat, string it up, take a picture of it, send us that in an email.
Send it to us in a collage because we want
a collage, and then we'll post it in a locker room that Kyle knows.
You had to play tighter defense on that one, but
he said it. Yeah.
That was his whole defense. That's great defense. That's good defense.
That was good.
It is sometimes all you can really do when you're just getting
dogpiled.
When you just get bazinga, you just kind of
you're getting pre-sucked, you just gotta, you know, take it.
Yeah, you just gotta let the suck happen.
Yeah, that's how what you would say if you woke up and a monster was sucking at your toes.
What am I gonna do? Stop it?
Yeah, you can't. Right.
You can't.
It looks like I gotta walk on raisins today.
Yeah, dude, absolutely not.
All right, so they cross a canyon, and are now 1 week from the magical city. They're like, "Yeah, this is crazy. You cross this bridge, and we know where we're at now." They stop at a local village where someone remembers a guerrilla warrior. So they visit the stubborn old woman. They're pretty fucking rude. Just call some old woman stubborn. They don't know this bitch. Mm-hmm. They get up there. By all means. She's a stubborn old woman.
She introduces herself like this. Like, yeah, I'm a stubborn old bitch.
All right. Fine, fair enough. Shit, dude.
I mean, that's like, you want to get pre-sucked, you got to work for it. All right.
When
so,
I'm old, I'm telling nobody my name, dude.
She's like, my pre-suck skills are beyond comprehension. All right. I'll suck in front of your dick and you'll come instantly. But to get that, you got to do some shit.
Can you do imagine? your suck face for me, Cody? Can you do your? Because I want to imagine that, you just getting down and you just do that motion.
Yeah,
and then I just come.
I'm imagining her like just putting her lips on the tip and sucking it like a straw. She's like,
I don't even want that, dude. I want her to like get down, no hand it, look at it, and go, and then you just nut. Right off rip.
But I like to think of the nut as like the Mortal Kombat, where it's like she's like yo, nut is mine, and gets on her knees and just goes, and then like the nut just comes out of your dick like it's all like really thin because she can only do like it's like a very
like come in zero gravity.
First of all,
it's like really like thin.
Yeah, just one kid at a time swallowing.
Yeah, like one sperm at a time.
That's a new fantasy.
She's like, I suck so hard, your sperm comes out in single file line, you know? And you're just she's just sitting there like, and it's like, it takes so fucking long because it's like millions of them.
That's a new fantasy of mine, is having somebody be like, your nut is mine. And then they just start fucking blowing the shit.
But
I would bust instantly.
But like, you know how you have to respond, right? Like, if someone says your nut is mine, you have to go.
That's the only way.
That's
dude.
What the brother does. You have to. That's the only.
It's
way
either
to
that or
yeah. Yeah.
So they do some chores and shit for this old lady, and then the last request was for them to polish a statue of long-lost heroes. And to our surprise, it's not Himmel. It's not the motherfuckers who did the Demon King. It's a statue of Kraft and another. And that, you know, Kraft is the elf they ran to during the blizzard. So they're like, oh, shit, I knew I recognized that elf. He must have done some crazy shit back in the day, and I hope we get to learn more about him. I'll after Freerun's fucking journey to the end. We go into Croft.
Yeah, dude. Give me
journey to the end.
Yeah, give me like a season two, and it's following Croft, or give me like a spinoff.
Dude, absolutely. I want some Croft mac and cheese, bro.
Dude,
give it to me,
Croft. Anyways, a statue like this is the reason why Zine's best friend changed his name to Guerrilla Warrior. He will not be forgotten. You will not forget his name.
That's legit.
It's pretty on point. Zine finds out that his friend headed in a different direction than where our party is heading. He doesn't know what he's going to do yet. End episode.
That's got the Final Fantasy out of anime. Any Final Fantasy.
And any anime.
And any and every anime.
Episode 17. Episode. Take care. So the party stays for the night in that local village just to like figure out what the fuck is going on. Is he really going to leave? He doesn't know yet. And then boom, winter storm. And then they all decide they're going to just fucking hang out for a while. At least this town has bars, shops, and a magic store. So that at least they won't be fucking bored. Because the locals say it'll probably take about, I don't know, a month or so for it to pass. So they got fucking time, dude. Freerun asks Zine to come back to the cabin and stop Stark from and Fern from fighting. Zine's at a fucking bar. Big surprise. The kiddos are fighting. Freerun's like, I'm literally just an elf. I don't understand what's happening. So she gets the priest there, and he talks to him one-on-one. Apparently, Stark placed his cold fingers on Fern's cheek because Fern did it to him when they first got there, and it, like, spooked him, and he thought he was going to be cute and funny and blah, blah, blah. And Zine is, he's just sitting there. He's like, why? These people should just be fucking dating at this point, but whatever.
Yeah, he helps them figure it out.
Just pull your genitals out. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Just fucking
pull them out. I'm a priest. I can priest suck them.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get them all wetted up for you, all right? Both of them.
Zine tells Fern that, Stark didn't mean any harm when he placed his heavy, strong, manly hand on her shoulder. But, you know, I get it. It spooked her. So he's like, she didn't mean it. Okay, so they need to talk and they make up. Zine is getting drunk and then he just wants them to start dating. Zine and Freerun have a heart-to-heart. She wanted him to join their adventure because once Himmel told her and she was like, you know what, I don't want to, and then, you know, she wouldn't have all the memories that she currently has with them. So she's just happy that he decided to leave the fucking town. They have a little heart to heart.
That's cute.
In the end, Zine decides to start looking for his best friend Guerrilla, and he parts way with our peeps. Fucking Stark's like, that's it. He's just gone. It's over. Like, yeah, bro. That's so how sad. Quick.
It made me sad.
You'll see him in like 10 years, maybe. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time, I mean, he should probably shove his phone in his asshole first, and he'd probably get in touch with him quicker.
If they make it to heaven and it's real and they start talking to dead people and he shows up, I'm gonna
lose. Oh my God.
It,
don't even talk like this right now.
I'm
going to
lose it.
Yeah. I can't handle that. Oh, where are we at? All right. So they part ways, and then Stark comes back to a cave. So this is probably, I don't know, a couple days. They didn't really give us a good time frame of how long it's been, but they're traveling. It's fucking snowing like a motherfucker. Stark is out there trying to capture some shit for breakfast. He gets back, and Fern is still asleep, which is abnormal. Freerun is obviously sleeping. That's pretty normal. So he decides to cook them breakfast, but Fern doesn't wake up. And then he goes and wakes up Freerun, and she's like, no, don't wake me. I'm sleepy. Just another 12 more hours, please.
That's Kyle. So, that's this is Kyle, spirit animal.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never slept once in my life. Elf?
Kyle might be an elf, dude.
I think he might be an elf.
Have I looked different in the last 10 years?
I mean, I'd say the last, like, 15.
Right. So Freerun, she claims that warmth and rest will probably cure her sickness. She checks Zine's notes for remedies. Dude's a fucking boss. Even left them a little notepad of all the shit they should be looking for and herbs and shit out there. Because although Freerun wasn't blessed by the goddess, she could still use some of the magic a priest can. She can identify simple illnesses and claims Fern just has a cold. Like, simple shit, I got you. Poison that make your nose drain out of your, or your brain drain out of your nose? Not me, dude. That's not me. So they take Fern to a small farm to warm her up while they go looking for herbs. They have to travel to the icicle cherry blossom tree. Fern likes having her hand held when she's under the weather, but now she's a little embarrassed because her little boyfriend's right there and she don't want to look like a little kid getting like, her hand held.
Bro, don't embarrass me, Mom.
Anybody can hold my hand while I'm sick. That's fine.
Right.
I might That's be a little you're an sick adult, more often.
You know, she's still like 18. Right. You know, she's never even seen a dick. Like, mm-hmm. You got to be as cool as you can when you're trying to get plugged in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hasn't pre-sucked anything yet.
Harris, why are you squinting at me like that?
I don't like the idea of a woman being like, hey, don't do this. I'm trying to get plugged up tonight.
I'm trying to get stuffed like a fucking turkey.
Because when I think of plugged up, I think of constipation, you know? Like,
oh, well, okay.
That's trying can go for somebody to release my pressure, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know why, but plugged up sounds worse than stuffed.
Stuffed,
you know, like
I'm plugged up.
If a lady was like, "Yo, I'm trying to get stuffed tonight," I'd be like, "Hey, it makes sense." But if she was like, "I'm trying to get plugged up tonight," I'd be like, "What are you doing?
Like? Are you leaving it in there? Because stuffed like, just feels you like doing? You know you're just shoving in there, but then you get it out, you know. But plug, you're yeah,
like plug." It's like before she goes out, she like puts like a cork in her pussy. And then like when she goes out, she's like, take a whiff of this and like pulls it out and just like goes like this and wafts it out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're like very earthy tones, you know, like I don't
you like opened a whole new door in my brain. Are there wine bottles with pussy corks?
Oh, I don't know.
Just
what do you mean by pussy cork?
I don't understand. I'm saying the cork is just absorbing it, right? And then yeah.
You just interchange it.
What?
What's confusing?
You broke me.
Here?
I don't know.
Kyle is an elf, dude. He gets it, bro.
We'll move on.
I don't get it. You put the cork in the pussy or the pussy in the cork?
Step one. Step
or the
two.
Pussy in the bottle.
Step one.
Where's the wine?
Where's the wine?
Look, number one thing for corks nowadays, wine. Okay, you ferment the cork, you put it in the wine bottle. What are we missing?
Ferment the cork.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I need PJ for this. PJ, please help.
It gives the wine a little extra flavor.
Like you mean like take the cork, put it in the pussy, let it ferment, take it out, put it in
the
wine.
That's literally what I just said, but yes.
That's called the pre-suck from down south.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Harris. I understand.
That's called wine age pussy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wine age pussy. Okay. Just imagine looking in a bottle and seeing the gruel little like I don't know what to call it.
Oh, off the cork?
Off the cork. Touching the wine. And just like having that little.
You can't move the bottle. You just have to leave it there. Because that's like the perfect level of drip that you're looking for, you know? Oh. Where it's like it's connecting the wine and the cork.
But I can't
think
of anything except for a fucking loogie, okay? I don't imagine gruel. I imagine
pussy
a fucking
pussy loogie, dude.
Yeah, a boogie. I eat ploogies for breakfast, bro. I'm like, all right, wake up.
Oh, yeah, Mario's brother, Ploogie.
All right, with all these pussy quirks.
I'm disgusted now.
Yeah. Freerun takes the opportunity to say, man, it's crazy how Fern will be a real adult in like 2 years. So
here you go.
What does real adult mean here?
If you're an elf, I don't know what that means.
Here you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
It takes a while, but they make it to the tree. And they gather other herbs along the way. They meet like this fucking giant tortoise. He's beautiful. They pull some shit off of him and they feed him. The locker room montages are just fucking crushing it every time.
Every time.
Yeah, so they make it to the tree and they've got to harvest the mushrooms at the base. Freerun only held Fern's hand. And I think she's talking to Stark here. She only held her hand because, you know, Himmel held hers once when she was sick.
When she was sick.
How fucking dare her, dude?
And, like, he's, like, holding it. He's like, you know, like, what do you think about this? She's like, I don't hate it. I mean,
if you want to keep doing it, sure. He's like, sometimes adults need their hand held, too. And I was like, fuck. Fuck, man.
They get back to the little... they get back to Fern and they make this little potion and it looks like a witch's potion. Pretty neat. Stark milks, dude. Okay. They make the fucking soup. Who gives a shit, right? And then for whatever reason, they said, hey, you know what? We need Anemonate. We got to hit the fucking, we got to hit the fucking cow udders, dude. They show fucking Stark with the heaviest fucking udders I have seen just milking them. Like the top of his thumb disappears into the fucking sack of milk they got there while they're milking it. And I'm like, dude. My people in the fucking Guzu are just having a great time.
This is their fucking
I rewound a few times. Good shadowing. Anyways, heaviest udders I've seen. And he's helping the woman, you know, helping. Fern finally feels better, and then they move on. End episode.
Yeah, let's get to Sword Art Online out of the Beatles.
Why the Beatles?
Because, you know, Benny!
That's not Beatles.
I know. It's the I Want to Hold Your Hand song. I don't remember.
I want to hold your hand.
Is that the Beatles? Was I right?
Yeah, that is.
Yep.
All right. All this white shit is the same shit. To me.
Yeah. That was all this white shit, I don't get it.
All the white shit is the same.
I mean, you crushed it, so I don't know what to tell
you. Benny!
Episode 18. First class mage exam. So they finally make it to the northern city to take the mage exam. And Freerun recommends Fern apply for the exam. She's like, it doesn't need to be me. You know, I'm fine. I don't really give a shit about you classist piece of shit. So
she's like, ahead. This should just be changing, so I don't give a shit. You do this.
50 years, not long enough for me. Either way, they have to have somebody as a first class mage in order to move past the city. Although it just shows that there's a lot of danger past there, so they have to be accompanied. If they don't get it, Freerun just says, why don't we just fucking hire one? I don't give a shit. She's like, no, that takes money. We don't have that much money. We need food. So
yeah, there's only like 40 first class mages. And they're like, yeah, we'll just hire one. You're like, okay, you'll be on a waiting list. Like, what do you mean?
There's another mage on her way to the city, and she's confronted by three bandits. And then Croft intervenes and whoops their ass. He comments on this mage's dead-ass eyes, and he's like, you look like a murderer.
Okay, he said flat eyes, and I'm like, I don't think you can say that to a person.
That's the eye that I was talking about, where the lid goes over the top part, and there's enough white underneath.
Yeah. So you're going to start, you're going to walk around and call people flat eyes now?
Yeah, but you got some flat eyes, bitch. I like it.
I don't even if you like it, I don't think you can say that.
You look like you're gonna take
it. You got flat eyes. I heard it in the Japanese cartoon, so that's what I'm saying.
Like, I like a woman with flat eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not a good look.
Oh, I hate that.
Flat eyes and big tits.
I'm sorry, I said the fucking word the other day and everybody called me stupid.
I stand by the sentiment.
Okay. I like flat eyes.
Didn't have anything to do about the word. I like flat eyes. I don't know.
Anyways, Croft, he actually only stopped those bandits only to save their lives. He's like, listen, I know some motherfucker been out there murdering people on their way to this town. So it was easier for me just to fight them instead of fighting you. But don't fucking question it. I'll whoop your fucking ass. But I'm not gonna. Dude, I got shit to do.
I was terrified for Croft here. I was like, please, please don't let my man get fucking.
Oh, I was terrified.
Get fucking killed by some
Croft will be
fly side ass, bitch, dude. I'm gonna be so sad.
Once we saw fucking Croft's statue, I was like, nah, he's good. There's no fucking way.
I don't know, dude. I don't. They could.
No way.
They could cook. They, dude. They'd be pulling at the heartstrings. They could cook them for no reason here.
He looks at those flat eyes because
she's
got
to. Because they got to build this character, right? This mage, and so I'm like, the easiest way to do it is to have, you know,
kill our boy.
Kill our boy, and I was like, I swear to God, dude, if they kill Croft, I'm gonna be so mad.
He looks at her and says, you know what? When you get into town, give Freerun my regards. Ooh. And he leaves.
I was very happy.
So the exam will take place in 2 months. And then the next exam, the opportunity will not take place for another 3 years.
What are they doing?
I have no idea.
They're like, you need to be a first-class mage to pass this area. By the way, we only do this exam every 3 years.
Yeah.
By the way, if you kill someone, we let you come back.
They're busy, dude.
Like if the one lady, they're like, yeah, she killed someone last year and here she is again.
How bad did she have to be that they're like, I mean, yeah, Jeff died, but Jeff kind of really sucks. So
I mean, she really only messed up like 30 parts. So, I mean, it's probably, you know, she can come back the next year. I'm so mad, Kyle. I didn't get any reaction from Kyle on that one.
I didn't understand it.
It was a reference to what you said.
I only messed up 30 parts. Earlier. Like, she only messed up 30 parts, so she can come.
I don't get it.
I feel like I'm getting crazy.
I don't get it.
Are you fucking gaslighting me right now?
30 parts, why 30 parts?
Thirty parts.
Hey, Kyle, you remember how you didn't get written up?
Oh God, that wasn't even part of the podcast.
It doesn't matter.
He really forgot.
Okay, it's a part of life.
I thought you were fucking with Justin.
Forgot about that. That's new. That's old news. That's yesterday.
I thought it was. I started to think it was yesterday.
I started rethinking if I heard correctly.
You
I was
played
like,
a very good straight man, Kyle.
Right. I was like, he very clearly said this earlier.
This is so dumb.
So you have, in order to go to the exam, you have to be a class 5 mage or above. Freerun tries to run, but Fern stops her. They will both need to enter the exam to double their odds. Freerun presents her holy emblem. She's like, I am not. Fuck, I don't know what class 5, whatever that bullshit is. She hands him this fucking medallion and is like, look at this shit. And the priest sees it and he's like, you're in. You're fucking in. You got it. Freerun has never cared about her mage status, so organizations that police magic don't usually last that long. They spend the next 2 months training, and then they enter the exam. Everyone is given a bracelet so they can identify who is on their team.
I was thinking about this while I was on the toilet earlier. They can't. Okay, so they can levitate objects. We see her levitating rocks here and there. Can't lift a cart. Can lift yourself. Can make bracelets. Specialized bracelets with numbers and everything for what? That is so specific.
Probably
30 parts.
It feels like a pretty simple spell, honestly.
That's an insane spell, I mean, honestly, because you had to have
it's insane not, spell. It's not any different. It's not any different than the accessory finding spell. It's the same concept.
You, of all people, Mr. Scrum Master, should know that.
This is like, you're like treating, you're treating a spell that's like, I don't know, not crazy insane, to one that makes you fly around.
Right. It's you're just like, yo, these three are like connected. Yeah. They need to glow around each other.
It's like you're what saying, like, hard about oh, so they figured life. Out the rapid mac and cheese cooker, but they can't figure out nuclear fission.
What the fuck? We have J.O. crystals in the real world, and you're going to be, like, tripping about some fucking emotional bracelet things?
Yeah, I love Justin bringing up his mac and cheese cooker.
The rapid mac cooker.
It's every the best time. Invention the ever mac. Made in life, okay? It saves me 2 minutes, like, every day, okay? I eat so much mac
That's a lot
cheese.
Of mac.
Bro, you got to be careful. There's forever plastics in there, dude.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I am a forever plastic.
Hell yeah, dude.
Freerun is paired up with a couple of mature kids, while Fern is paired up with some dude and the murder mage. Cody's flat-eyed beauty.
I still hate
I like the flat eyes the best. I don't know what you it's want from good. Me, dude.
It feels really that's bad. It sounds like it's like Boat Ninja. It's bad.
That's a song, right? Like,
oh yeah, kind of right.
By Van Morrison, flat right?
Eyes. Boat Ninja.
No,
flat. Yo, somebody made a song called Boat Ninja.
Holy fuck! I shouldn't have given that to you, Kyle. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
You're gonna give me 29 more.
Fucking 30 parts, dude. Fuck you.
So there are two conditions to passing the test. First, they must catch a bird called the Stilla, and all party members must be present at sundown the following day. Freerun's two companions, Lavina and Kana, graduated from the same magical school and struggled to work together. It's the classic I'm better than you are relationship, so they're constantly bickering about who's stronger. The exam begins and they immediately start fighting. Big surprise. Both girls have no idea what a Stoa looks like or how they behave. It's a good thing our elf has been alive for 900 years. She's got an idea. Kana gets tired and Lavina wants to go ahead of the group. She claims she's stronger than Kana, but wouldn't fright Freerun. Freerun just straight up asks her, she's like, so you think you're strong, huh? You think you could fight me? And Lavina's instantly, no, I don't know about you, dog. I don't even want to start that. She's like, okay, you go
you've
ahead.
You've seen some all shit, right. Dude. You got some flat eyes, bro.
I took that as fear engaging how overconfident yeah. She would be, right? Mm-hmm.
Right. Smart. So if she saw someone, like, right, she would just you're not gonna, turn yeah, around.
You're not gonna start shit with something. Like, you're not just going to be like, I'm fucking hard as shit. I'll fuck up anything. And I was like, respect. It's a good it way. Is, yeah. It's a good way to use dialogue to show something rather than outright yeah. Tell something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I like
no,
the
it's
way
good.
That
yeah.
A lot of this is written.
Lavina goes ahead and she finds a Stilla. So they all move in together to watch. Freerun does not want anybody to try and capture it. They just need to figure out what the habits are. Kana and Lavina decide to capture the small bird. They manage to trap it, but the Stilla apparently can just shoot itself in any direction at the speed of sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was awesome.
It's
pretty fucking dope, dude.
I didn't expect that. That shit was cool, hard.
I didn't either. The second it happened to you, I was like, Kyle's gonna love this.
Yeah, of course I did. It was insane. Was like, it was a tiny little burp, and then it goes, and then literally clouds part. Like, what? Yeah.
Clouds part. Like, that's where they got me. Is like, they didn't have to show us that outtake of it, and then they did, and I was like, haha, that's pretty fucking good, dude.
Also, can you imagine, like, people already can get annoyed by birds. People also, on my local community subreddit, love to complain about jets just in the air. I don't even know how you can even hear that all the time. I've lived by planes. It's not bad, you know? Imagine birds. Just a flock of birds, like a nest is nearby. You just hear all day, dude.
You just hear the sonic, like the sound barrier constantly just shattering.
That would be bad.
So our group spends the rest of the day observing and failing to catch the bird. That night, Kana is awoken by rain bouncing off of the force field that they're inside of. And then she goes out, walks out to a cliff, and is immediately attacked by a bird-like monster.
Freerun asked this bitch earlier. She said, hey, can you detect mana? She's like, meh. Yeah, sure I can. Apparently not, because this bird scooped her ass up. Dude. But Freerun uses a spell to trap it. I don't know what it was, but it's like, got some. Remember,
it's a lot like.
The best way to describe it. Go ahead.
It's a lot like the bracelet spell.
No, mine's better. So in Legend in Legend of Korra, they have a point, I think it's like book two that they use, and they capture the spirits with the fucking nice little gold things.
Yeah. This is much better.
It reminds me of a napkin holder. Shit,
dude.
Napkin holder. Yep. Yeah.
I want her to do that, but like a cock ring on it.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Put that binding spell on my dick. One. Hold my fucking blood in, dude.
It's actually what it originally was for. She had to modify it.
She had to modify, yeah, for the bird. Birds are still kind of cocks, right?
Yeah.
Some birds are cocks.
Because it's a cock ring.
Cock ring for the cock.
So the moment that Kana was trapped underneath of this giant monster bird, she called out for Lavina's help, which then sparks a conversation afterwards about their relationship. And back in the day, Lavina helped kind of learn how to fly by giving her compliments. Because that, you know, she's like, I'm not these fucking pick you up by your bootstrap kind of gal. I need someone to tell me I'm doing a good job. Like, be proud of me for a moment. And then Lavina tells her, you know what? Kind of cute when you smile, too. She's like, gross, bro. Don't ever talk to me like that ever again. And then Lavina kicks her ass off the fucking cliff. But, you know, in the end, she learned how to fly. So cool on that. So, Kyle, the real question is why aren't they pushing carts off the cliff so the carts can learn how to fly?
I mean, you're right.
That's the real question.
I have so many questions.
In the end, Freerun and Kana devise a plan to catch the Stila, and then the episode ends.
The worst.
Yeah, this gets an exam arc of every anime ever out of One Punch Man.
It is the worst end.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to keep watching. Like, mm-hmm. I saw those episodes. Also, new intro is okay, but ending?
Fire.
The new ending is, like, taunting us a little bit. It asks if you're okay or something. And I'm like, after you give us this emotional shit, like, hey, how you doing?
I fucking love the new ending. Nope. And I love how it's like a play. It's like the first one, but just like slightly different until it gets really different. Yeah. I fucking love it. The new opening, not great.
The animation is fire for the new
opening. Animation is beautiful.
But the song itself is kind of...
It's pretty basic.
Yeah. But yeah.
I really missed the first opening because I listened to it every time.
I did not listen to it.
And now this one, I skipped it. I heard it once. I'm like, oh, whatever. And then I skipped it every time. Mm. Ending, though. Ending's fire.
Ending's beautiful. Come home. You know? That's what
Yeah, dude. I just want you to sing the whole song to me. Serenade me.
I cannot. I only know, are you all right?
I want to hear me. I want him to sit in the cuck chair, right? Singing that shit to me while I'm just like fucking hamburger tattooing. Eating somebody's foot.
Pre-soaking a foot.
Hell yeah. And Harris is just singing Sarah. And I want him to be drunk as fuck too. So it's like, it's just like, y'all right.
That's a skit, dude.
That's what I want.
That would be what goes on in a tattoo niche, dude.
What happens in a tattoo studio? You pull back the curtain, me just sitting in the cuck chair, drunk with a bottle of Jack, just drunk out of my mind. Cody sucking on a foot, me going like, come on.
Dude, I'm so about it.
And everybody's crying.
Yeah. Except me, because I got a foot in my mouth that I'm.
Oh, you're crying twice.
You're crying the most
because
dude.
You're gagging. Yeah. Like me and the person you're doing it to are crying because we're emotional, and you're just
just tears streaming down.
Tears streaming down.
I put
down.
Mascara on just so we can flow with it.
Well, boys, we did it. Shout out, pre-suck.
Shout out Kyle going into locker rooms making collages.
What are you talking about?
Shout out montage.
Shout out best defense is a good offense.
Shout out 30 parts.
Shout out 30 parts. Shout out fucking sucking feet while Harris sings to me.
Shout out hamburger foot.
Yep. Shout out hamburger style. Shout out taco
raisin
style.
Toes. Taco style. Yep. Raisin
shout
toes.
Shout out monsters kink.
Shout out the no suck cum suck.
Yep. Shout out the gruel fucking cork.
The gruel cork.
The gruelgy. Or what was the plugi? Shout out plugi.
Shout out Anime Midwest.
Yeah.
Shout out Anime Midwest.
Yeah, shout out Anime Midwest. I know your mom. I put it down here with the bankai. What do I shake the night? Look like Bon, I can't die. Suki Yomi, live your past. Bitch, look